Rasta. Hey, yo, Rasta. Hey, yo, 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 yo.
Okay, we both same thing. Welcome to Straight Outta Low Cash, man. You got your man Javon Bibbs right here, man, and also Mr.
Daryl Frierson in the building. What's going on, everybody? We are back in the Chop Shop as always.
In the Matrix, baby.
Well, how was last week with the comedy show, man?
Last week was great, man. We had a lot of great acts come through, perform. It was like about 15 people to stop through at Lowe's.
15?
Man.
Wow.
I'm talking about not people, but comedians and performers and stuff.
People be like, it's only 15 people there? I thought it was hundreds of people.
It'd be packed, man. It'd be a stupid pack. And, I try to get there early to set up. It's people that get there at the same time.
You told
me.
You're getting there setting up.
Yeah, I'm getting there setting up at 7. It's people getting there at 7:25, 7:35. And I appreciate that, but shit, come a little later. I need that $5. it's free up until 9. But, yeah, man.
Anybody special coming up? Any special events you got coming up? Tours, anything?
Man, I got stuff coming up out of town.
Yeah,
Chicago, Jokes and Notes. I don't know when exactly. I got to talk to Mary again. But yeah, Jokes and Notes in New York. I'm doing a run up there in L.A.
When you doing a run in New York?
Like November, man.
November?
That's what I'm shooting for.
Okay.
November.
You're going to probably hear Caroline's and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Caroline, my home with Omar. Shout out to Omar. He got some rooms. He got like 5 rooms up there. So, I'm going to hook up my homeboy O. And just, we going to go in, man. That's how we do.
Shout out to Dorian that's out there in New York, man.
Yeah, Dorian. She actually coming back to St. Louis.
Oh, she moving back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. We're going to get her back on the show, man.
Yeah.
Man, but shout out. We're going to introduce our special guest in the building. We was talking about the High Point Cafe last week with Charlie Chan. And we got the originator of the High Point. Am I right? You started it, right?
That is correct.
Yes. The High Point Cafe. My man Finster is in the building. What's up, Finster?
What's happening? What's happening, everybody?
Finster. Man, this is a hip-hop legend, underground legend. People don't even understand how much the movement of St. Louis was moving at that time at the High Point Cafe. That was at the, people say the Nelly movement was at the pinnacle of it. I think the High Point Cafe was the pinnacle of St. Louis hip-hop.
Underground
hip-hop.
Because
y'all had so many artists who just come through and just chill and just grab the mic and just jump on stage.
Name some big names that came through there that people might know. That you just came through, should we
on some humbug shit.
Right, just on some humbug. Like, we don't go ahead and go up in here, man.
I think the first person at the time was Raw Digger.
Okay.
The Clips came through.
They had the Clips come through.
The Clips, yeah.
Malcolm, I know. I was there when Jules Santana was there.
I was just about to get in there. Jules Santana, at first he didn't want to rap. At first he was but he started seeing everybody spit. He was like, "Hold on, dog. I gotta get some bars on this stage real quick."
Because he thought it was just gonna be some of his regular,
the regular club stuff. But he didn't realize that was what we done. That's what we did every Monday was sharpen swords all day long. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm saying that Jules, did he get up there? Did he go nice with it?
Yeah, he spit some bars, man.
Okay.
He got some bars. There's some video around it somewhere.
Somebody got it somewhere. It's somewhere
floating. It's floating around.
You think it's on YouTube somewhere? Or?
I don't think it's on YouTube.
Still on BL, still somebody's hand cam, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely on somebody's hand cam somewhere.
So Jewels, is that probably the biggest? Or the?
I'll probably say probably him. We had other couple people that wanted to come through, but they couldn't come through.
Like who?
Because of... Talib, he was on tour. He was
That would have been major, dude.
Yeah, that was a major. And Lupe Fiasco. But Lupe doesn't perform places that sell liquor or nothing like that. So
really? Okay. Is that part of his own personal thing?
Yes, it is.
Wow, I never knew that.
That when you know you're making money, when you can do. I'm like, if they say that to me right now, Javon, you want what this they serve liquor? I'm like, yes, that's good. Yes, I would prefer.
Like, I prefer that. I would want to drink anyway.
Exactly.
I'm trying to. So he would never perform like the Sky Trader, nothing like that. Or is that a different thing? Because it's a big venue. Sky Trader, a pageant, or something like that.
Well, as far as my knowledge goes, he usually when he comes to St. Louis and performs, it's at a school.
Okay. Yeah. Last couple times, even. Let me see. When I see. Shoot, when we were down, the last time I saw him was downtown. Downtown.
That was outside, right? Right, that was outside. So it wasn't a closed-off venue to where they sold liquor and all that. But that was just an outside venue for a free concert. Like, the other one he did before that was at Wash U.
Right.
Yeah. And that was at a school, so.
Right.
And, of course, they didn't sell him like alcohol.
You know what? I want to say I did see him at Wash U.
Yeah.
I think I did see him at Wash U, man. Lupe up there.
Yep.
It was a good show.
Lupe, don't let TMZ catch you out here drinking a Long Island. If they catch you, they're going to put you right on camera.
Mm-hmm. So he would have came through if it wouldn't have looked being sold.
Yeah.
Sold her.
Yeah, because me and the regional was cool, so she was with him, and he had just did that show, so we were like, we was going to set it up for him to come through. It was all set up, but they was like, nah, he not coming through there to do, you know, hang out or nothing, because they sell liquor, you know.
Wow, that's interesting. I never knew that.
He's got some strong beliefs.
Kumo D's supposed to be like that too, though, supposedly.
Word?
Yeah.
That I didn't know.
Yeah, Kumo D's supposed to be like that too. That's what I was in. I saw that Unsung.
And he's talking on
that
too.
You saw that? Oh, yeah, he's someone. Yeah, he don't mess with anybody smoking liquor, weed, anything around, period.
Even some of his boys. Like,
even some of his boys, he cut his own boys off just because they was doing it.
Wow. I got to check that one.
The Treacherous Three, it went down to one because of that.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
But they was getting hot. They was really getting hot, though. Real hot.
Yeah,
though.
One of them was like, he's smoking crack.
Yeah,
like,
he's smoking crack.
Not weed.
He's like, I've been on crack for 20 years.
This nigga was smoking crack. Like, it's a big difference in smoking. Okay,
and the Treacherous Three don't even look like themselves, though. Like, the boy. Kumo D look like
one,
himself.
One of them do. He look a lot like.
But they look like real bad, though. Like, the one dude look like he did crack, though, for a long time, though.
Yeah, you could tell he was kind of like maybe a month out of like, you know, I'm gonna get my shit together for this show.
He been doing crack since they call it Freebase.
Yeah. Exactly.
He was like, man, we came up with that idea ourselves.
That was me, baby. I wanted to patent it, but they said I couldn't do it because it was illegal. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let's get into some topics. Actually, we're gonna go into the topic, though, that we talked about. I didn't put on the docket, though.
Go ahead
and explain it, though. Break it down for us.
It was a guy in Pennsylvania. Actually, not even a guy in Pennsylvania. This dude was a DJ.
Easy.
Hey, Rim. Right, we said
Rim, is it the DJs having that?
Oh, man.
These are the DJs getting down now?
Well, let me tell the crowd what the DJ was caught doing and actually arrested, you know? this guy was accused of breaking into males' homes and giving them oral sex while they were asleep. So basically, breaking their home and sucking dick while they were sleeping. Now, this is the thing. They said he climbed up a fire escape at one point, went in the guy's place, and, you know, I think he either tried to or he did, but he ended up escaping, like Dark Knight style, escape down the fire escape. Now, that's what I'm saying. Like, dude, you have to be, you got to really want the dick to climb up a whole fire escape and say, you know what? I got to have this dick. Like, you know.
Not any dick, but that dick.
It's in the back of your mind, like, yeah, I got to have this dick. You know, and while you climbing up the fire escape, he probably was climbing up, and every time his hand touched the board, he probably was like, dick, dick, dick. Like, he said, mentally, that's what he thinking, like, dick, 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 dick. Okay, platform, he laying down, I see him. Now, what do you do as a male if we wake up? Now, say, how hard are you dudes sleeping nowadays? That's the real question. Who's sleeping that hard to where, like, if somebody walk in the room on me, I'm going to wake up, like, oh, okay, nigga, I see you. You can't not. You're going to get this. You know, I have to let them know.
You ain't going to get this.
Right, you ain't going to get this right here. This on me. And so, like, with you being a male, okay, I don't care what type of male you are, how hard you sleeping, can't nobody just grab your dick and suck your dick. How hard, literally, how hard are you guys sleeping? How hard are you sleeping? I don't sleep that hard to where somebody's going, you feel a goatee slapping up against your pillow. That's terrible. Now, you know, you can't even call the police. Like, and they say a couple of situations, like, you know, instances went unreported.
It's a serial dude, too. He's doing multiple dicks.
Yeah, there's dicks everywhere. Now, it's like, with them saying him, he actually, you know, did this, and some people didn't report it. But I'm like, you really can't, as a man, we can't report that to the police. Like, I can't call. They're like, 911, can you state your emergency? I'm like, okay, well, yeah, the, all right, let me see. Shit. Man. Okay, ma'am, what happened was I ended up, you know, I just call back. You cannot explain that to any 911 operator, man.
Or you just about somebody broke in.
Your family calling you, hey man, you good? Yeah, I'm good. What's that? The old boy didn't he suck your dick last night? Heard he broke in, beat your pelvis up with his goatee.
That's but I think them dudes wanted it though, man.
You gotta want it, man. I couldn't sleep through nothing like that. I'm waking up immediately. As soon as I feel my drawers at the rim get pulled down.
At the rim.
I'm saying, if I'm walking and I got my jeans on, my dick pop up, my boxers in my jeans, I'm like, okay, yeah, that's uncomfortable. I feel that. You're not going to not feel your dick coming out of nowhere. Like, you're not going to be laying in a bed on your back and then somebody come in and as soon as your dick lift up, you got to feel that. And if you look down and you feel a low haircut, first off, you know, that should be the first alert. Okay, low haircut, waves. I feel that. Okay.
Waves.
Yeah, I feel that. Let me get up. Let me assess the situation. You know?
What would you do if it happened, though?
Happen what?
You wake up and this happened.
I got to instantly break his neck right there. I'm saying, like, I got spider senses when it comes to that. Like, Spider-Man. Yeah. So, even if I'm asleep, I'm going to wake up, pow, break his neck. You got to break his neck, though, before his mouth hit your dick. If his mouth hit your dick.
Then you fucked up.
That's it. So, it's like kind of like a vampire. The vampire bites your neck.
Now you gay.
Did I get him? Dude, but I'm saying, like, that means you got to time that perfect. Because you got to drug him and then
think,
know
the time period that he, like.
Because he can be driving home kill himself. Like, you know, then you will never get to the dick. You know?
I wonder if he dropped him off, though. Be like, hey, man, I'll give you a ride, though. And then come back in and through the fire escape.
Dog, they said he was creeping around, lurking around here with dick on his mind. Like,
it happened in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Yeah, it was more than one guy, too, that this happened to. They said
it's a serial dude. Like, he was like a serial.
They had to, because they said one of the guys on there actually had kicked it with a dude before. You know, and he was like, the dude had tried that before with him. Like, wow. I would never say that. Like, he tried it before with me. Oh, he tried to suck your dick before, and you still.
He tried to suck your dick before, and you brought home with him?
Right, you brought him back around. You tried to suck my dick one time. You're going to be a paraplegic. For real. Dick was on your mind for the last time. And the other dick you get, they're going to have to wheel it up to you. For real.
Paraplegic.
You're going to be a paraplegic.
Well, man, let's get into some more topics, man. Olympics, man. Y'all been watching the Olympics?
Yeah, man.
You been watching that with everybody?
Yeah, man.
I watched the volleyball today.
Beach volleyball or regular volleyball?
I watched the we won the beach volleyball when they said Brazil has beaten us for the last nine times, dude. Nine times for the double. Like, it was two women.
Yeah,
you know?
Duo.
So, the U.S. team won that one, and we also won the regular volleyball. We beat the Dominican Republic. Hey, dude, volleyball is a lot more competitive, like Olympic, like Olympic style. I've never really watched volleyball like that, but, dude, watching it, I'm like, I was actually looking at it like, damn, them women was hitting that ball hard as hell, weren't they?
It's one badass chick on the U.S. team, though, I know that.
It was one bad one on the Dominican squad.
Oh, I blew it.
Yeah, I know she was serving cold. It too. She was cold. Serving the ball. Yeah,
she was cold.
I did see it. Yeah, shout out to the ones on the Dominican Republic. We saw y'all. That's one of the reasons I made sure I watched it. I said okay, but I'm mad they changed the uniforms up. You know, they
had on like more like pants, like more longer.
The Brazilian women that they had on pants, like tight pants, like stretch pants. They didn't wear the shorts. And I'm like, come on, man. You're kind of taking the fun out of it. Like, why? No booty cheek at all.
The Brazilian, the ones for Brazil and the beach volleyball, were they bad?
They look nice. Okay, I'm going to say this. They were cool.
The Dominican ones look better?
The Dominican, they had a couple of them that was cool. We got a couple.
I know it's one bad chick on it because they did a photo shoot for ESPN where they all got naked or whatever though and took pictures.
Well, I'm going to have to go and look at that one again.
Yeah, go to ESPN and magazines got a photo shoot with them.
I haven't been able to catch our men's basketball team. pause. Too. I didn't mean to go right from the men talking about women and the men's basketball. I didn't see them like that. No.
Luis Scola should be slapped up for hitting old boy in the balls, Carmelo in the balls, though.
Dude, you
that's
see
the second
that?
Time he's done that though in the last like 6 months. Too,
he said
did
Chris
it in the,
Paul did something to him.
That's what Luis Scola said. He just gonna get everybody else. Like I got hit, so I'm gonna do everybody else. Chris Paul do like hitting people nuts though. He's done it more than once.
I don't know, Chris. I'm not saying you like
you
that.
Have though.
I don't know.
He's done it multiple times though.
I haven't witnessed that. So Daryl Fryer.
I'm saying that he
Chris
does.
Paul
he's
is
a nut puncher.
Patting nuts.
I said a nut puncher.
Puncher.
He's a nut puncher.
But Carmelo Anthony still hit a 3-pointer.
Yeah.
He did hit a 3-pointer. And so, I don't understand, like, dude, I've been trying to find them, like, the USA team games on television, man. It's always, like, on the HD channel on, like,
some random
NBC.
Channel.
Like, you can't, like, I'm looking through UVerse. It's hard to find that shit, dude. I wish it would come on a regular channel, like, everything else. You know when the next one's coming on, like, regular NBC?
I think it's tonight. Because they should recast, though, because they're, like, 6-7 hours ahead of us.
Damn.
So everything is not live, though. We always getting it on the back end. But shout out to Ted Simpson back in the building and everything.
He's here.
Yeah, I was gonna wait on the break, but okay.
Yeah, no, you here now, man.
You're here.
Yeah. See, y'all see Serena Crip walking though.
Dude, they gonna take her medal.
They gonna take her. Hey, that's got to be one of the most gangstest things I've ever seen, damn near in my life though.
Yeah, I'm with
she's
that.
Right. She walked in the Olympics. I'm talking about.
But dude, the reason she did it though.
Why?
Because they played her in the Wimbledon. And she was supposed to be playing in front of the Queen. It's first time the Queen had ever come to Wimbledon in like 20, 30 years, though, and they put two basic-ass white chicks on her court, on center court, knowing she was wrecking shop in Wimbledon. And she had practiced, like, her curtsy and all kind of, like, different greetings for the queen and stuff, though. So she was like, shit, I'm finna greet y'all my way if I get back up on this bitch. And she put a motherfucking beat down on her ass on Mira Sharapova, too.
Yeah, she killed
6-0, 6-1. That girl only had 1 point out of both sets. 1 point.
So
one
okay.
point out of two
whoop
sets.
My ass, then you then see walk.
Then even Maria Sharapova was even looking at her like this bitch right here though. When they was doing the little metal thing, like damn, you just whooped my ass doing it. if she was seat walked on the platform, that's what she should have did it at.
Well, she would have seat walked and confetti would have started coming down while she was doing it. Dude, that would have set everything off.
Because with seat walking though, you supposed to spell out your set. So is she just because she from Inglewood or something? Compton?
Yeah, like
Compton.
Like, yeah, Inglewood.
She just spelled out Compton. That'd have been hilarious. And she just spelled out Compton on why she's doing
it. Was real quick though. She ain't.
Yeah, she did.
And everybody trying to hate on her for it though,
super
man.
Hate, dog.
My thing is though, she ain't gonna lose no money from this.
No,
so it don't matter.
She might get more hood money.
She might get more hood money, dude.
I mean, but you know, one thing though too, like a lot of white folks. Don't know what the hell that was. They like
no, but the only thing was though, she should have said what it was though. Like when the press conference, they said,
"Hey,
what dance?" I'd be like, "Sea walking." She didn't have to say "crip walking." She could have said "sea walking." I was walking,
and they would have associated all sea.
Yeah,
crip.
I'd be like,
no,
"Yeah."
They would have figured it out.
Yeah,
they,
and I'd have been like, "Cool."
Anyway.
You know, I'd like, "No, my hood. I'm from a crip hood." It was inappropriate, probably, but you know, what I'm saying
it
I was
wasn't
feeling
even
it right
inappropriate.
Then. But no, it was inappropriate, kind of because
I don't think so.
Because it's tied to gang life, though. So you could see, I
dude,
could see
in 2000, like two, this shit became
a regular dance
trend.
Yeah, but it's still
Crips were getting mad at the rest of the world.
But it still
fit in
with Crips, though.
It doesn't matter. Like,
but I'm just saying, though, from their perspective,
you know,
though,
dude,
it's inappropriate.
You know,
you're doing
blood,
it on Wimbledon.
It's a blood walk, too, though. So it's like the
dude,
dance,
but you're talking about on Wimbledon. It's supposed to be like a sacred court, though.
What
and
gang
you see walk?
What gang besides MI6 and the motherfucking Royal Guard is at the that somebody's got to be worried about? That's my whole point.
But no, but I'm saying, though, it's a sacred, supposed to be a sacred place for the tennis. It's like the first
look
place
here,
tennis played,
like,
for
you
real.
Said, you said dude. It right, Daryl. You said it right. You already said
but
it.
But I would say it, and I said, I did it. So what? I was inappropriate,
was,
so what?
It was celebratory. I mean, many people that come up there breaking rackets. They had a dude, you know where the little the judges sit on the end?
Yeah.
In the little box or whatever? Not on the chair, but like in the little box.
Yeah.
Like judging the line. Some dude got mad and went and kicked the front board and smashed this dude.
Yeah, but he got suspended, though.
What?
No, he didn't. No, he got fined.
What did he smash?
He smashed like the little press box
and then
area.
He ended up cutting up this dude's shin.
Damn.
Yeah, but she seawalked, man. It was cool.
It was
like,
a dance. He's
I know, but my whole
property.
Point is that she should have owned it, though. She should have owned it. She tried to deflect it. She owned that shit, is what I was saying. Owned.
She said it wasn't a big deal.
No, she didn't own it. It was like, she like tried to go around with, so what's the name of that dance you did? And it's like, you know. I'd have been like, seawalking.
I'd have been like, I don't know.
And I'd have owned it. No, I'm not saying I wouldn't have did it. And I'm just saying own this shit, Serena. Just be like, yeah, we'll seawalking.
Oh, she could have said, oh, that was Cali walking. Like, See, Cali,
she could have got Cali away with walk. That. But own what you was doing though, instead of saying, "Oh, I was just a little jig," you know. Just you
she
know.
Got caught up in the moment and couldn't think of how to explain it. Like you can't think of how to explain it. Like
no, like, she planned this shit.
Like if your mama walking the room with you,
duh, she knew she was doing this shit for weeks.
I doubt it.
Yeah, I guarantee you, seriously, I guarantee she knew this for weeks. Like I'm gonna smash, cause she went in there and smashed everybody, dude.
So, I don't think she playing.
Dude, I don't think she playing the crip walk.
No, I guarantee she playing the crip walk, dog.
Yeah, I don't know about that either, bro.
I'm telling you, man. You don't. As long as she's been doing this, you don't do that without planning
she
that.
She was feeling it. That one saying like the crip walk. It didn't seem planned. It was like only for about 2 seconds. Like,
She didn't put on a spectacle. It was just like too hot.
Dude, because her sister's even like pointing like yeah, like they had this shit planned. I'm telling you. Go look at the video. If you look at it again, I promise you, you'd be like. Dude, her sister, like, yeah, like we practiced
she
that shit
laughing.
Type thing.
And she pointed, she was like, yeah, and started clapping.
Dude, it wasn't even like, if her sister was like, oh, that's funny like that. Her sister was like, yeah, like, let's do that
shit.
But
I'm saying, what she told her sister, what she said, look her Venus. When I win, I'm going to tear this bitch up.
Exactly.
And watch me.
Exactly. So that means she planned it.
But I'm saying, maybe she didn't plan that dance. She could have thinking about I'm going to do the Dougie. Did y'all see Gabby do the Dougie? Anybody see that?
Yeah,
but it wasn't really
the
Dougie.
That shit looked terrible.
It was horrible.
That was that wasn't even a Dougie. That was more like a Douglas.
Yeah, exactly. completely. A Dougie.
I do the Douglas for you. Hey, would you say people was mad at her because of that?
Yeah, the people was mad about the Dougie thing too.
Who?
All these commentators, man, own that shit. My 16-year-old ass been on there like, yeah.
She did say it. She said, the lady said, well, you said that you win, you're going to do a celebration dance for her. She said, well, I can do the Dougie. And then she did. Yeah. Man, that shit looked terrible. Like, oh, my God. Oh, my God.
That shit was like,
Gabby just got a $30 million contract.
No, $90 million.
It's 90? Oh.
90 through Kellogg's.
Kellogg's and Wheaties,
yeah.
Right?
Through Kellogg's, yeah.
90 mil, dude.
90 mil. Did y'all see Usain Bolt run?
Dude.
Mm-hmm. Did y'all see the dude throw the bottle out and try to hit
him? Oh, he tried to hit him with it?
Saw that.
Yeah, dude threw a bottle from him. But see, his dumb ass, you an Olympics dummy.
They gonna wreck your shit.
And you gonna get caught. You see his arm, boom. He threw it. A lady right next to him turned around, looked at him. And like he got arrested and everything, snatched up out of there. But when I tell you, Usain Bolt still won the race so bad to where he was running, he was looking back, like looking around at people.
Like somebody shooting him.
No, it was at the, like... The race started. This is in the 100. He just did the 200 today,
right? Yeah,
man.
And he's better in the 200 than the 100.
Right. In the 100, he won it, but then like he didn't get to pull away for real. 200, he straight won one. Is he gonna do the 300?
It only goes 1, 2, 4.
Yeah, 4.
Oh, okay,
I don't think he do the 4. No.
He'll do the 4.
No, I don't think he do the 4. I know they probably have other cats happy though. Like I can give me a gold,
dude. When I tell you,
you know he makes $20 million a year.
Yeah,
$20 million a year.
When they say he made $20 million, his last year he made like $9 million. But he's the highest paid athlete in that sport in the world.
And I was like trying to explain to somebody on Twitter. I was like, he's like, man, you can't use that sport as a a future like thing. I was like, he makes $20 million a year, dude. He's like, track athletes don't make that. I was like, shit.
You saying both? Yeah, definitely. From
dude, but regular track cats get $300,000-$400,000.
They say he got an endorsement. He signed with Puma and did an endorsement with them. Got $9 million check right there on the spot for doing. Come on, this is you saying. Think about it. First off, his name is so marketable.
Yep.
Alone, plus he's the fastest man in the world. Like, dude, you don't have no other choice but to make money. You don't have no other choice but to make money. Your last name is Bolt. You're fucking fast. And like you, like dude, I'm saying, dude is a humble dude too, man. Like okay, the other day
he was messing with one of them boppers from them reality shows, though.
I can believe it. I mean, you got to.
Yeah, so you got that's part of the thing, though.
You
got
to
do that,
moment, dude. You got to take it.
I'm with
you. Had this moment forever, man. Boppers. And for real. But I know when they did the American national anthem, they were actually trying to interview him. The Spanish reporter was. He straight told her. He said, "Hold on." He said, "They national anthem playing." Like, canceled his interview with her right on the spot. It was like, hold on, he's at the national anthem playing. Turned around, she was like, okay. She didn't, like, know that he was even tripping off of how national. But I think that's dope, man.
Yeah, it, you know, he had respect.
A whole lot, you know, for just him, especially where he come from, man, Jamaica, you know.
Humble beginnings.
Yeah, just say humble beginnings, man. And dude deserves everything he getting right now, man. Money-wise, keep making that money, you saying. shit, your hairline is starting to go back like mine. So.
Yeah, your hair, you fast.
Mentioning hair, though. Everybody hating on Gabby hair, though, and Gabrielle Douglas' hair, man.
Get that shit out of here, man. She got microbraids. Y'all know how long it takes to take microbraids down?
But even still, though, man, am I worried about my hair, how fly it's going to look if I'm doing so damn sporting event, though? Like, I'm doing gymnastics. I'm flipping and shit. I don't give a goddamn
but
about
it. But you know what the rumor is?
What's the rumor?
The rumor is they have an adhesive. Now, think about this, though. Because, like, they said it's an adhesive that all the girls have to put in their hair when they're doing the gymnastics. I guess probably to keep their hair from going in their face and messing their routine.
So it messes up her hair a little bit.
It made it look differently. I'm sure once she, you know, let it down and stuff, it's going to look a lot different than what we're seeing. But people are looking at it like, oh.
They did that already. They took a picture of her and Dominique Dawkins. And it was straight.
Who is Dominique Dawkins?
Dominique Dawkins? He said Dawkins.
Yeah.
Like Dominique. You sure Dominique?
Dominique Dawkins.
I combine Dominique Wilkins and
Gerald
Dawkins.
Yeah, I said Gerald Dawkins. Yeah. That's fine. I like Chocolate Thunder. What do you got to do with this?
Yeah, he got a nice
I guarantee he's got a daughter probably named Dominique, too. Gerald Dawkins probably do.
Yeah, Dominique Dawkins and.
Who is still fine as hell.
Dominique Dawkins. That's another thing.
We'll fighting the studio Dominique again, Dawkins. Like last week.
Yeah, you're right. Nah, we ain't going to fight over you. No, Dominique Dawkins, you fine. You fine as hell. And, you know, we loved you since we were in grade school.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Young you Buck, know. She like 40 down there now.
She's like
35, 36. 37. She like down there 40, dog.
Y'all think so?
Dude, she was like 17 back in 96.
Look up her age. Just type in Dominique Dawkins.
I was 14.
Wikipedia.
Well, shit, you old too then.
You're behind me, nigga. So.
Shit, I'm old too. Shit.
She ain't 40. She like 36, 37.
She might be about 36, 37. Because she was like 17, 18 in 96 during the Atlanta Olympics.
Yeah. So, she only about
36, 37. Well, while we look. Go ahead.
Impregnation.
I'm going to look it up, but you saying.
No, but I'm saying the hair thing, though, man. Why is people hating on the hair, man, in general?
That's just what we do. Just got to find. You got to be absolutely perfect every time you are seen in our culture. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, you cannot have a flaw. You know what I mean?
And forget the fact you just won 2 gold medals. Forget that. We don't care about
that. Yeah,
we
can't celebrate that. We got the fact that supposedly you looked a hot mess, even though this is
Dominique
protocol.
Dawkins. Dominique Dawkins is 35 years old.
She's 35, Bang. Okay.
She's 2 years older than me?
He's like, I can get on that.
Hey, impregnation.
November 20th, 19th. And she's Sag, too.
Winner.
Yeah. Is she Sag? Hold on.
No, she Scorpio.
Yeah, you right.
She on the end of it, though.
Damn.
You thought he was in there, huh?
She could still get pregnant by me, though. That's all that counts.
She might not better get pregnant, though. You can go raw for real. She 35. She got 5 more years.
She good. You can still get pregnant.
I'm saying, but she probably on the edge. She on the edge, though.
Nah, she'd be all right. She'd be all right.
She's still pregnant. Gymnast. That's flexibility.
Well, we're going to get ready to go into our first break. Get into some music from DJ Reminisce, and we'll be back. We're going to talk about Chick-fil-A. Rick Ross food lyrics.
Oh.
You know, you saw that article, Fister? Where they broke down all the lyrics that all the food lyrics, the food references that he says.
Burger King.
And we're getting the Snoop Lion too. We'll be back, Trey Low Cash. Trey Low Cash.
Bam Bam Bronsolino. Close sessions. Queen shit. Chicago. Bitches kissing me the French way. Now suck my son's dick. He only 4. When he 20, he gon' run shit. Suede suit, wave spinning, cause he half black. Buffing now, we need his blanket for his nap. Snapback, Nick started hat 94. Signed by Mason, Queen's domination. Green cheese got my eyes kinda Asian. Like the bitches Dante runs me time in his basement. Hold the fuck up,
yo,
man.
Yo, nah, we can't even do it like this, man.
Yo, you gotta give it to him the right motherfucking way, man.
Here we go.
You didn't come all this way, we got it right. You either got it or you don't. The Raiders say I'm through the roof. Leather gloves, grip the wood wheel. Have my shorty make a good meal. Smoking cabbages, rocking fabric. And sport the big beard like a Marabic. Motherfucker, sit a halibut. And put some lemon on the side to clean my palate with. Summer radishes, chicken down at Gladys's. Down at Blackbird with hoodies and some palaces. Running and gunning, I'm Randall Cunning. The skin is stunning. Butt like an onion, she order lobster. I'm hitting something. Mouth and butt, maybe pussy. Smoking cookie. Girl scouts that he never went the church route. Plain land, Chicago be the destination. 5 courses, gorgeous on the presentation. Roam the streets where Capone was at the throne.
I write these lyrics with the music from my phone. I'm a young Mike Singletary, style is shitty like a dingleberry. Push the bent like I'm Richard Dent, Steve McMichael, Mike Paxson with the three. You know my jacket flashing fast past the knee.
Damn, man, I'm out of fucking breath. You gotta give me another second because I'm a little bit heavy, I'm an overweighter, and I'm not even allowed. Just give me one second, I'm in.
Fila cream, three quarter, dipping off with your Greek daughter. Pussy tasting like Kai Daif, honey mixture with the sweet water. Sweet water. Yo, queen shit, man. I love you. Welcome back, Stroud Locash. We are back in the building with our special guest, Finsta.
Hey. Finsta.
Yeah, man.
All right, Finsta, what you got up on this Chick-fil-A thing, man? This is getting ridiculous, brother.
Chick-fil-A, man. They make some good sandwiches.
That's it. Plain and simple, huh?
Hey, I'm not even worried about...
What about the lemonade?
Oh, you know what? Lemonade is fire.
And what about them shakes, though, too?
I ain't on no shake, dog.
The milkshakes?
Nope.
I've been off milk for like 2 months now, dog.
Oh, you ain't drinking milk in 2 months?
Dude, told you what John told me, badass vegan. Shout out to badass vegan, man. Told you, man, he ruined it for me, dude. I ain't drinking milk in like 2 months.
You had cheese, though?
And I had cheese, though.
But no straight milk, though?
No straight milk.
Yeah, I had it in about like a year and a half.
I can't do no dairy.
I mean, this the milkshake from Chick-fil-A is all I have.
Well, I had a bowl of cereal with some milk today, and I'm feeling great. I just want to say that. I mean, it wasn't like regular D milk or nothing like that. It was just, you know.
That's no 2%.
You know, 2% lactate style.
A cow, puss, and blood.
Oh, he went there.
Yeah, you had to bring that up, huh?
That's what it is.
Just going to let everybody know that's what it is.
Yep. But
no, Chick-fil-A, man.
You guys want to eat it? That's fine. You said what?
The Chick-fil-A, man. And people are wild. This is going to be part of the presidential debate, probably. Y'all know this, right?
Why? Because people are...
This dude is just getting ridiculous, man.
What are you talking about? The people
he just stated
that
his beliefs.
That are boycotting?
Or this because it's getting so big, man. You got all these politicians jumping in talking about... You got people holding up bags at church.
Why?
With them black people from that church holding up the bags, the Chick-fil-A bags.
Because of the Christian values.
All he said was what he believed in. He didn't say, look, gay people, I don't want you eating at my spot. All he said, I mean, it's plenty of things that people do that I don't agree
with. It's a gay manager of one of his spots.
What, they going to quit?
No,
right.
No,
they're not gonna quit. Right, your gay ass gonna be right at work. Right,
clocking at 9 to 5.
Yeah,
you are not finna quit your job I'm sure it was managers I had that didn't like black people. You think I'm gonna quit my job or something like that? Just I'm saying if he openly said it, now I'm gonna say it like this: if he treated me a certain way.
He doesn't treat anybody. It's not like you. They like
this is the CEO, but he's just like, yeah, I just don't support them getting married. But that's just kind of like, so for instance, that's like you working at a job and then the manager or the CEO being like, I hope you guys support our business. I personally don't like the fact that blacks got a chance to vote. But, hey, that's the world we live in right now. But I just don't like that blacks get to vote.
And I'm getting $90,000 a year working there. Well, sir, thank you for how you feel.
But I'm still going to vote.
Right.
But they had nothing to say when they was shutting it down. Like, what's the problem with them before? Because, I mean, they shut down on Sundays. And they'd be like, oh, yeah, we're not going to even open on Sunday.
Which is a travesty. Because every time I think about getting Chick-fil-A,
it's on a Sunday.
Which is fucked up. Is every time I think about, man,
it's
I want
like Chick-fil-A.
Yep. Gettiker's is on Sunday.
So I guess with Chick-fil-A, like, nobody can really franchise that damn.
Yeah, people's franchise. Yeah,
but they,
that's when the gay manager's the manager of one of the franchises.
But they make the selection, though.
I was just about to say
it's hard as hell to get one, though.
Yeah, they make the selection. Like, you say, I want to manage one, which is cool, but they pick where they want it to be. Like, you can't be like, yeah, I want to open one down on Natural Bridge.
You could just come with your money, though, and say, they tell you where it's going to be at.
Yep.
So if I was like, yeah, I want to open up one in U City.
They're going to be like, no, you have to open up. They're going to
say Illinois. That's probably where the next one will be.
You just say, I want to open up one. And they say, it's not even open up one. You say, I would like to manage one. And you'll be the co-owner. But everything else logistically is all them. They decide where.
Which would probably be Illinois, I'm thinking.
I think Creve Coeur, man. I think that
would be good. Creve Coeur would be one.
Yeah, but they got one right on Manchester right now, though.
That's
Manchester
and
what?
That's like Baldwin.
Manchester and 270.
That's like Baldwin going
Yeah, that's Baldwin.
But that's still, it's Uber West County. Like, Uber. The other one is Chesterfield.
Creve Coeur, like by where the you know, I would say between West Olive and where the Creve Coeur 12 movie theater is, mm-hmm. like somewhere over in that area.
I agree with that. Overall, I can see them doing that.
Over off of Le Duc, like over there by yeah, like same Le Duc Plaza.
Yeah. Yep.
So we ain't gonna have one in North County, huh? Nah.
Never.
Nigga, not
he said never.
Hell no.
Never.
Not in the city
hell
either.
No.
Nope.
Not in the city at all. Nah. Not even the south side.
The closest to the south side or to the city is the one in Arnold.
No, nah, I think the one on Manchester.
That's well, right. I go to the, I'm yeah. just saying, like, if you're going south.
Yeah, right. You're right.
So that's
it. One in Arnold?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's one on Jeffco.
But that must stay packed, too. Time yeah. I said, okay, how far is it from downtown then? How far is Arnold from downtown? About 30 minutes?
35
nah,
minutes.
No, it's not that far.
About 25.
To yeah. Arnold?
Yeah. If you're downtown, it's a straight shot.
It's 25. It's only 25 minutes?
Yeah,
okay.
It's not long.
Down 55?
Straight down 55.
It's faster to go to the one probably in Manchester, though.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but
depending
have,
on where you at.
Chick-fil-A routes. Everybody, we got Chick-fil-A.
We on Chick-fil-A.
Obviously, we not supporting none of this boycott. We trying to route routes. Right. Everybody like, well, shit. What I do is I go to the one on Manchester, though, because it's close. I hit the highway. I jump back home. No, I'm right back
yeah,
at the crib.
Y'all be thinking for real. Yeah, hey, when Fenton say the one on, I'm thinking like, damn. Wait a minute. So that means.
I got to go opposite the traffic, though.
Everybody like, well,
I ain't gonna lie. Like I put this on my Facebook page. I said, you know, he can believe what he want to believe, but no, I mean, do you understand what y'all are saying? Do y'all understand that Chick-fil-A has the most delicious, the best?
And somebody was trying to argue me saying they had the best chicken sandwich
in the world. Do y'all understand?
He said the world.
The chicken wraps are wrapped perfectly like a like blunts. They wrapped perfectly up, and they had some of the best chicken ever received by a human person. I don't care if the owner of Chick-fil-A punched my father in the stomach and made him fall on the ground. I would wait for my father to get his air back and be able to breathe again. And we would get up and we would both go enjoy us some delicious lemonade and chicken wraps from Chick-fil-A. Me and my father would.
And some fresh waffle fries.
Damn right. I forgot about them waffle
dip
fries.
Dip them in that barbecue sauce?
Yeah. Dude, man, see what I'm saying? I'm trying to eat healthy now, too, dude. Like, I've been eating salad and water and shit for the last 2 days, man. I'm trying to, like, do a little detox thing.
Okay.
I ain't eating nothing else tonight, man.
You get that one that Adrian sent me. The shit is ridiculous.
What's that detox?
It's like, it's basically what you eating for a couple of days, and like on the last day, you got to take like 4 cups of water and like Epsom salt and for like an entire day, and it just completely flushes you, like ooh. All the way out.
Mm. I ain't drinking no motherfucking Epsom salt.
It's bad enough bath salt is getting crazy out here.
Exactly. I'm thinking, when you say anything about salt.
Bath salt is a drug.
You turn into a zombie.
It's not literal bath salt.
You turn into a zombie.
It's not like if you get sea salt out of your kitchen and snort it.
Teddy, it don't sound right to me. Like you say bath salt. So you say drink what's Epsom salt?
Yeah.
Nah, man, I don't want to drink that right now. Like. Maybe I'm going to wait for a minute. Maybe I'm going to wait to see what happened with Adrian. If he turned into a zombie.
He already did it. He's fine.
Well, I'm going to wait a couple more days. If he
see if it's
a zombie.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to be like, see, I told you. That nigga's drinking Epsom salt. You ain't supposed to drink
so that,
it.
So that was the key ingredient the whole time. Everybody trying to figure out what's tripping niggas out? It's
Epsom salt.
Well, since we're talking about food, shout out to Tony King. He sent me this article of the Rick Ross, all the food stuff he raps about. All the different categories. We got seafood.
Seafood.
He got
seafood.
Seafood is one. He's got bread group. He's got
My bread.
Oh my God. On the seafood list, he's got lobster salad, lobster tails, shrimp, yellowtail. These are all in his rhymes. All in his rhymes. Breads, baguettes, biscuits, dough, loaf, toast, breakfast, Captain Crunch, pancakes. Tricks.
Rosé.
Turkey bacon. He's trying to be healthy.
Turkey bacon, baby.
Rice.
Strokes will do that to you.
Then he go to the carbs. Rice.
Damn.
Spaghetti. He got a lot of spaghetti. A lot of spaghetti. Cheese and dairy. Blue cheese.
Hey, you got to go back to what you know the best, man.
So, you think this is intentional or is it like a subconscious thing? He just like food that much.
I think it's
much,
subconscious. When he like,
definitely subconscious.
It's definitely subconscious, Finster.
Definitely
to do it this much is subconscious.
Very much so. He must adore his food.
Dude, he's got a song called Pineapples. What is that? Pineapple.
Hey,
pineapple
slice. That one tight though, man. I like that.
Who rap about food more than that though? Action Bronson.
Well, he's fat too.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Well, he's also fat.
But he rap better though.
Yeah. I think a lot of big dudes rap about.
Yeah. But Biggie, yeah. Did Biggie even rap about food this much?
Cheese, eggs, and Walter's grapes. They did.
Like yeah. A fat kid love cake.
Yeah, but he didn't have any albums as this either though. So
Busta Rhymes, he rapped, but he got bigger. You know, that fried chicken.
Yeah.
My addiction. Give me heart disease. That he rapped on that song with Nas. So did.
Yeah, he didn't got fat though too.
But Busta Boss.
I mean, this is a lot of food, man. And how many albums Rick Ross didn't drop?
What, five? Like three? Maybe? Four?
Five. About five.
You count mixtapes though?
No, I'm talking about albums.
They're like
the
first
four
one.
Was,
right?
Four, right?
Yeah.
No, it's got to be about five. That, the first one. What's the first one? The first one.
With that pushing it on it.
Yeah, that one. And then the next one was Trill. And then that third one was Deeper Than Rap. The fourth one was the one that came out a couple years ago. Maybach with the.
Was that a compilation? Or was that
No. Not the one Austin he got that song Martin, with Drake Aston on there Martin and stuff.
Yeah,
that's the fourth. And then his last one, the fifth one.
Okay.
All right.
Five albums. So it's five albums worth of material. And well, I'm wondering some of these on guest appearances too.
Well, that's what I said. Like other mixtapes and
somebody got a lot of time on their hands to go through. That's all what I'm saying. Lyrics, though, too.
Unless he just kept a going record every time he heard it. He talking about food again.
Wingstop, there it is, right there. He owns a Wingstop too.
So what?
I looked that up. He owns a Wingstop in Miami.
Who?
Rick Ross does.
Oh.
They probably halfway bankrupt and stuff. Like Rick, have the inventory.
The order didn't make it here. Every time it goes past your house, we always had this issue with logistics.
Mr. Ross, we can't. I mean, every time you come up in here, man, you can't just get all your free chicken. Man, we gotta have stuff for our customers. Oh,
I didn't buy it for customers. I bought my own personal stash. I get high on my own supply. But no, I mean, I guess Rick Ross, man. I mean, he's. He's just one of them.
He already eating, man. Literally.
Yeah. Right. He literally eating real hard.
But nah, you know what? Shout out to Ricky Ross, man. I think dude is very smart, man. Daryl, you hit it right on the head. Daryl said he picks the best beats out for himself.
He's the best. I said this last week. I think he's the best beat selector of all time in rap history. If you go through his CDs, though.
I would say him. Tupac picks some good beats for himself, too, man. I think Pop picks some great beats for himself. But, like, Ross... Anything, even the stuff he rap on with Nas, like I was a skeptic, but he really came with it. I know it didn't really stay on the subject when Nas was talking about on the Accident Murders, but he did his thing, man. Like I gotta salute him, man. Ross done, you know, he's definitely picked the best beats for himself. He don't rap on no, I don't never hear him rapping on bullshit. I haven't heard real bullshit.
Not a bad beat. I haven't heard a bad beat from a Ross song. What you got, Finster?
That's the best thing about Rick Ross to me.
It's beat selection.
Yep.
Other than that, nothing.
Nope.
I want to. You know what? He should do beat selection for other people too. Like, for like real.
That's executive producer, like, basically, right?
That would actually be.
Wouldn't that be executive
though,
producer?
Like that's like a middleman.
Like now,
like a middleman job.
You sound better on this. Like a basketball coach. No, you don't play up top.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. That's a middleman job. He just created a job for himself.
Another person who I think and this one of my favorite rappers of all the time, Eminem could use some of their help too. Like I'm saying, like on picking beats, because M sometimes his beats he be on, I'll be like, come on.
And I think
on,
he got that inside Drake production too, though, going on too.
Oh,
he got that in house with Drake's production going on.
Oh, right. Well, you know, I think M need to go back to doing a lot more hip.
Even though I think
stuff.
Dre's an overrated producer, but you know, that's just me though.
You think Nas the worst?
You think Dre's overrated producer too?
I don't know about that. I'm
he's
on a board.
Great executive producer.
I'm on a border with that one.
Because a lot of that stuff though was like Ghost production stuff.
Right.
A lot of times with Daz. Right. Daz did a lot of them beats.
But that's what we
on
hear
on the Chronic.
Though. We hear
no,
that.
No. That, you Daz will tell you on his interviews like I did 6-7 songs on the Chronic. I did all these songs on Doggy Style and like he just cut me a check and he put his name on them.
To me, he's kind of like, well, not as bad, but he does the Puffy thing.
Yes.
He goes in there in the studio.
It says the string need to be right there, though.
Yes.
And now he's a co-producer.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Put that horn in there.
And then leave right back out.
Well, I mean,
Yeah.
Well, so you think, what about the stuff Dre has produced then?
We don't know what he's produced for. That's the whole point.
Exactly.
That's my thing. We don't know what he's really
produced
for.
So we have never find out then.
Every time, to me, every time he comes out with something new, after it's over, you hear about that producer later saying he that he did that.
Like Crying in 2001?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Mailman is here.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden, oh, that was Scott Storch that did that track.
Yep. Because Scott Storch got his come up from being on with Dre.
Yes.
Well, I mean, with that being the case, it's a lot of guys who do that then.
Oh, like, even High Tech, right? High Tech, too.
No ID, yep. All of them. Like, Kanye was producing and like,
up
No ID.
No ID, right.
Yeah, so if that's the case, that's pretty much how a lot of those guys break into the industry anyway.
Yeah, no.
So
yeah.
Dre had to be doing something good for them to be even had the opportunity to come up under him.
He's a good coach.
Yeah, that too, coach. But... I'm saying, like, nobody's going to go up under. I can't think of any whack producers' names right now. But nobody, I mean, but like Dre had, he's already established a name for himself, not just as an artist, but, like, production-wise. Like, for anybody even come and work on the Chronic with him, you know, it could have been any other NWA member. But, you know, Dr. Dre had a straight classy album. Yeah. I think he may have had a lot more than what we know, but we just kind of like listening. And I believe Daz really did produce like some of them songs. But what if Dre did have a whole lot of input on the song too? But like we just looking at it like everybody else saying Dre, you know, people producing for Dre. So you know we just believe in them. Like I don't know, we ain't never heard Dre really say nothing for himself or speak up on it. So Dr. Dre, call us, man. We're gonna give you our number. It's gonna be on.
Cause and let us know.
Yeah.
Mentioning hip hop and Dre and the Death Row Camp, Snoop Lion, man. We talked about off air last week because we thought it was
a
joke.
One, two, three into the fourth.
No, you got to do it a little different though. Doom 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 doom. You got to do one, two,
what do you think I know?
Three
what do you
into thinking? The fourth. No, Snoop Lion, man. Is he smoking that good
Snoop
weed?
Snoop Lion. No. Tell him the name. Like, it's not like you saying Snoop is lion.
No, Snoop Lion.
Like
lion
roar.
Like a roar,
like,
yeah.
So he went from dog to cat.
He a lion.
No, but I mean, it comes from the Rastafarian movie. They identify like the lion and stuff. Yeah.
That's cat and dog, though.
That's cat dog, right, yeah.
That's what I just said. Dog to cat. Cat dog.
I mean, he's dead serious. He's rocking a little beanie and stuff though, over his hair, man.
Yeah,
you know
what
I'm saying? I wonder if you don't get dreads or something.
Yeah, Rastafari, that's what the line is for.
I wouldn't doubt it.
You think you're going to drop the dreads?
I you know what?
Because he like to drape, though. He might keep draping, though, man, you know.
But shit, he can let the dreads drape, you know, and be. But that's not a Cali thing, though. Like, a lot of dudes in Cali, they ain't rocking dreads. Like
no,
that,
that's
know?
Not at all.
So it would be different for him. Especially for his image. He live in Cali, too. He from Cali. So now I don't think he probably would never lock it up, but he going to let that shit. Gonna let it sit in the bag for a minute, and that little beanie he got on.
Just let it sit there, and just grow and shit. Just be all over the place and shit when you take it off.
Mm-hmm. Snoop Lion.
What you got on this though, Finston?
Man, I don't know about Snoop Dogg. I think from a industry perspective, he's trying to reinvent himself again. To me, and if he's thinking that he can go the spiritual
reggae route,
okay. I can go with that. If you think it's going to work
Do you think it's going to work?
I don't think it's going to work. I think it's just going to add more flavor for him in Jamaica and the rest of the islands over there. And he's going to spend more time over there. And it's not going to mean anything for people here in the States.
They're going to get high?
He's already high.
Okay. He's high right now.
You're right.
As we speak.
You're right. You are correct.
They're just going to get him a closer, a bigger foundation. And he's going to be closer to the... weed distributors,
right? The distribution center is right
yes,
around the
corner. Yes, he's going to be one of those guys. That's all I can see about that. I don't really think, like, I mean, nobody in the States or probably in most of the world is probably going to take him being a reggae artist seriously.
Yeah,
at all.
None of the real reggae fans are going.
Right. I mean, they might just think it as nostalgia.
What if you made some good music? Like, okay, we told you Snoop had a singing song come out. That Sexual Seduction.
Right.
Like, it was different. But, you know, people took to it. What if he come out with a cool little reggae song where you like, okay.
I mean, Heavy D was able to do it, though. You didn't like Heavy D's reggae album he dropped?
RIP. He's from Jamaica, though.
His parents are.
Yeah,
he lived. He grew up in New York.
Mount Vernon.
Yeah, Mount
Vernon.
Money earning.
He still had some sort of like
influence.
Yeah his
like,
parents.
Yeah,
I think
mean,
one of his parents
could,
is from
there. You can still play it. Like,
but how far did that really go?
It didn't do too. I mean, I think he was up for a Grammy though for best reggae album. I think when that Vibes dropped.
I can't imagine that.
I think it was though.
Good. Well, nothing against him. You know, I love Heavy, but that type of situation, dog, like. How far does it really go? You can get one shot deal out of it. Anybody can get
one shot deal. One good album.
You may maybe go that far, and that'll be it. But you having a real career in it is far, far from even being imagined. You know what I'm saying? Because there's no way it's going to happen. You're a rapper. If you're a rapper, just rap. You know, if you want to try to go reggae, if you want to try to do the dance hall or whatever, that's a whole other situation. If you if like, yeah, that's like
a lifestyle. That's yes, a lifestyle they live.
Exactly,
that's
exactly. You can't actually go and say, okay, like, take a suburban kid and then try to take him to go to rap. Like,
no. Take you think we could take a straight like a suburban kid, make him do gangster rap? Like, you know, not just regular. We want you to do some street shit. So I think with Snoop,
you have to submerge him in the hood, like, and just doing stupid shit.
Leave
like
granted
that people do it all the
like
time. Like Drake.
What?
They submerged him in the hood. Didn't you say he was hanging out in Houston with Jay Prince and them and stuff?
Oh yeah, Drake was he was hanging out with Jay Prince and them in Houston. Jay Prince, the one who referred Lil Wayne to Drake. You know, that's how they even made that connection. But Drake, I think that's a different, you know, thing, because I think Drake is actually talented in rapping anyway. So
right.
It went hand in hand. I don't know how Snoop is going to do with making like Jamaican slice dance hall music. I've never heard Snoop do anything that was even remotely close to Jamaican type-ish music. So I don't think
he's not even been on a Jamaican song, like even rapping on it. I can't think of any like a Beanie Man or somebody like that, or Luciano.
That
kind of,
that's
Banter.
Maybe what he should have did. She got on a song with like Sean, what's not, not Sean.
Sean Paul. Sean Paul, she got like on Barrington Levy or somebody.
Maybe, yeah, get on a song with like Barrington. Maybe get on a song like that and then like kind of like, you know, baby feed people, give them like spoonfuls of what you could do. And then all of a sudden, boom, now I'm going to do Jamaican now. Like maybe give us something to.
He's got a single out.
In Jamaican?
In Jamaican, it's not a language. They speak English.
Right, I know that, but I'm just saying, like,
wow. It's
reggae.
It's reggae.
I said,
I haven't heard it though. I know it's a single out though. He's got a single out. All right, we gonna switch it up a little bit, going to a little bit more serious topics. Y'all heard about the racist dude that shot the dude in the face, just for coming over asking him not to call the kids racial slurs.
Whoa, what happened?
Yeah, in Florida, of course. You know how to be Florida.
Always.
some older white man kept on yelling at these kids racial things like little niggers and stuff like that. So one dude went over there and was like, hey man, can you know calm all that down, saying all this stuff though. He got mad about him messing up his dinner though, shot him in the face. With a rifle in the face. And then he went back to eat. And then the cops came.
The cops, he was like, it's just a nigger.
He said, I just shot a nigger. Why you messing me up my dinner? It's just a nigger. So they hitting him up for the attempted murder charges and the hate crime charges.
Also, dude didn't die?
No, dude didn't die. He's in like critical condition though.
I was gonna say.
He's like in critical condition though. Like he fucked up, but he's in critical condition though.
It's just a nigger.
Yeah, and they went back to eat. Like,
damn.
Like close the door, like they had to reopen the door, like, no, sir, like you gotta come in.
Sorry, you just shot somebody in his face. He's still laying here.
Right. I say he's still laying
here. Yeah, I finished my meatloaf first.
Right, man, he got corn on his mouth. Well, okay, wait a minute. Let me go and talk to my wife first.
Florida's off the chain right now, dude.
It is. You know, I saw something online, man, where they were talking about George Zimmerman, but then they showed a picture of some black chick, and they were saying that she's in prison for, like...
Yeah, for shooting at... We talked about that, was shooting shooting at her ex-husband or whatever, though, that was, like, trying to abuse
her.
Yeah, but she was on some bullshit with that, though, after you read the case.
Okay. Because
the kids were standing right next to him, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Endangering. You can't...
Yeah, that's why everybody got on her. It wasn't because she was shooting at him. It's the kids were standing right next to him.
Yeah, you can't shoot with no kids out there.
Yeah,
calm down, Felicia.
Yeah, but what's the deal with Florida, man? What's going on with Florida? Is it the bath salts? Because that's where it keep going down.
You know what I'm gonna blame it on? Disney World. That's what it is.
Wow.
Disney
Why is it Disney World?
Just cause, man.
It's Miami, man.
They were once
workers at Disney World. Perhaps?
Yeah, but I think what I think it's a conspiracy going on here. With the castle down there, you know, the castle that's in Disney World Park.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think that's where they're making the bath sauce. And I ain't got no lead. I ain't got no
it's
strong
like
lead.
It's not like a Scooby-Doo case.
It's just a feeling.
I don't have any strong leads, but I do. Like, last time I was there, every character that walked into the castle and came back out acted a little bit differently towards me. You know, I walked past Mickey Mouse, he grabbed my ass. I said, well, oh, wait a minute.
You felt them three fingers?
Yeah. I said, hold on. I said, wait a minute, Mickey. I see that. You get your ass whooped out of here, man. You know?
Oh, my God.
And, you know,
that reminded me of Robin Harris' joke about when Bebe's kids, when he was talking about the going to Disney World. He's like, the kids and ripped up Disney, Mickey Mouse ears.
Kids.
Yeah. We gonna keep on going for a little bit more. This one though, I know y'all got something on the Xbox murderer. The dude, remember the Boondice episode? This dude, they arguing over Xbox about Call of Duty. He's like, well, come over and do some shit then, though. So the dude said, bet. So the dude drives 55 miles to the other dude crib, knocks on the door, walks past his mama, though, goes into his room, though, shoots at him, misses, and then he starts stabbing him, stabs him 20 times.
That's crazy.
All of the Xbox.
That's why I play stuff like
that. 17? No, it was a 17-year-old stabbed a 20-year-old.
Did he die?
No, he alive. Attempted murder.
That's why I play that stuff like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Shit, that's not online.
One player game.
He's still rocking pole position.
Yeah. Oregon Trail.
Oregon Trail driver.
Kung Fu. Dude, he went to 17 and went to stab a 20-year-old, man.
Dude, that's crazy.
No, now, think about that. Your mom, couple, you knock on there, your mom just let him walk past you.
Like, who are you?
And how do you know where his room is at?
I mean,
what if he went in the wrong room? Like, what if you was in your Xbox in the other room and like your little cousin was in the one room? This dude, he could have stabbed the wrong person, dude. Like,
what if he was like, are you Keith? Are you? Saying 345.
Okay,
yes, I am. Oh, pop.
It's me. Told you I was being.
Dude, but he was. They said he was talking shit. They was talking shit. He was like, come and do it then. Drove all the way there,
that's
dog.
That's as bad as Facebook fighting, nigga. Twitter fighting.
Dude, that's even worse, dude. You can't say nothing no more. Like, man, I'll whoop your ass.
I know, but they be online talking mad shit, dog.
See, I don't play online or nothing.
Like,
no.
You get on.
I was over there with Alan before, and that dude was like, he was saying like some racist.
It was.
I heard it's all little kids that wanted to say racist
it's
shit.
Both. It doesn't matter. Like you get on there and you get to whooping somebody. It's like you sound like a fucking nigger. Of course you win. It's fucking cheating. You just be like, come on, though, really? I am black, but there's really no reason why I'm whooping your ass right now,
dude. But I wonder what he said to old boy though. Like for real, to come over and be like, I'm on my way.
Well, he probably was doing the male shit and dogging his skills, and you know, hey, like for real gamers. Real gamers?
Huh?
He probably gave it to him. He gave it to him. He gave it to him because they were good. They was talking shit.
They had GPS on there. Like they can't. You can't just. I couldn't just look up your stuff on there because they know it's a wide web of people.
Yeah, people that would.
No,
be doing
no. I'm saying he gave it to him because.
Yeah, I'm saying he had to give it to him.
You know how gamers be? They like, especially if you tell a guy who thinks he's a true gamer that his skills suck. Like he's like getting his ass whipped on Call of Duty. Like, totally. He's like, man, I don't even understand. Like, this is the fifth game. You need to go practice on the first. He's like, oh, for real? I'll beat your ass. Oh, yeah, for real? Come do it. Oh, yeah, I live. Where you stay at then? Oh, I stay at 1605. Where am I? You ain't going to do shit anyway.
Hey, come to the left room. I'm in the corner.
I'm in the room with the baseball cards hanging on the wall, nigga.
I got no shirt on.
You know exactly.
Bring the grease.
Got my Transformers
Xbox Mart, dude, over Xbox,
that,
dude.
That's pretty bad, man. Like, I mean, you know, what happened to games like
they
Tetris?
Ain't got no
it don't
people,
even
do
matter. It's just like Facebook.
Oh,
bro.
There you go right there, though, on the video.
That's a dude did it.
No, that's the dude that got stabbed up.
Them stab wounds on his chest?
22 stab wounds.
Man, play that, dude. Can you play
that?
We'll play it on the air, then. We're going to play it on
the
air.
Was that a butter knife?
This is live podcasting, folks.
New tonight, Steve Lodge with this story of online gaming gone wrong.
And this all started with a conversation with an Xbox Live headset. Whatever was exchanged by a 17-year-old set him off, allegedly, and he went on the attack, not with an Xbox Live joystick, but with a real knife and gun.
Kevin Kemp doesn't mind showing the scars from his battle.
How many different stabbings are there?
There are 22 stab wounds now stitched together, the end of what started as an exchange with a family friend online.
We were just talking on the headset.
Over Xbox.
Yeah.
But this was no virtual violence. Their Xbox banter turned bitter. Kemp says the anger had nothing to do with the game. It was a continued feud with the friend that inflamed.
And I'm like, bro, if you want to do this, you come over to my house right now and we'll do this right now.
That friend left the headset behind, then suddenly entered Kemp's front door.
You thought it would be a fist fight and he brought a knife and a gun.
The teen friend pushed his way past Kemp's mom, knife and gun in hand.
I walk out of my room and he points the gun right at me and takes out the clip and shows me the bullet, puts it back in the gun and tries to shoot me and he shot it and it went right past my head, almost hit me.
After the gunshot came the knife attack, then the paramedics.
We were standing out here when they carried him out.
How'd he look?
Oh, he was just covered in blood. He was on the stretcher and whatnot.
Turns out Kemp will be okay. His friendship is likely finished. Cops are calling it a first.
No, it's kind of unusual in that regard. Haven't heard of anything where there was something happening online, whether it was playing games or chatting, that led to an attack like this.
An escalating Xbox exchange with no reset button for this real-life run-in.
It could be game over for the teen who allegedly went on the attack. He's now facing one charge of burglary and two counts of attempted murder.
And tonight that 17-year-old is in custody. The Contra Costa DA has announced that the teen will be tried as an adult.
See ya.
Damn.
See ya.
Well, sir, you ain't gonna be playing Xbox no more.
You're gonna play another game. You're gonna play another game.
Hide
drop
the booty
the
hole.
Hide the booty hole.
Yep. That's your new game. Let's see how many levels you make it to on that one, buddy.
I see.
Yeah, right.
Police Johnson.
Police Booty Warrior Johnson.
He the last boss.
You look good.
He the last boss.
when the stage come on, the first thing he says, you look good, and I want you.
Fight.
And I want you. We can either do this. No,
I like say, you, no, and I want you.
And I want you.
Fight.
I like what I like. You know, men's and her.
It's like what he said. Then he says, "We gonna do this one way.
We gonna do this the easy way,
or the hard way."
And most of them choose the easy way.
And then fight,
fight.
Police Booty Warrior Johnson, man.
Like he gotta be crazy
to go to your. They say it was a friend of the family too. So that means like
he knew him.
He knew where he stayed at. Pushed past his mom. This is not for you, Mrs. Anderson. Mrs. Anderson, this is not for you. Speak to your son.
Okay, but you know what's crazy? That's like, if they probably know each other, that's like me talking to Javon, talking shit. It was like, yeah, whatever, bitch. You ain't gonna do nothing. He was like, nigga, I come over there right now. You ain't gonna do shit.
You ain't gonna drive.
And all of a sudden, as soon as he come in.
But they said they were feuding, though.
Yeah, so, they had beef for some other stuff before.
It probably was something petty, but dude, the 17-year-old dude probably looked at it like, I'm gonna use this as my
reason to beat your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. The last story we're going to get into before we go to our next break. Man, dude in Arkansas, in the back, handcuffed, and then he gets shot in the back of the head.
By what?
They say he did it. They said it was suicide.
But you get a gun from, and how did he shoot yourself? How do you shoot yourself in the back of the head?
In your handcuffs.
He flipped the gun up. And, I don't know. That's some.
Yeah, the FBI's investigating it because then they was like, I don't know, you know, what's going on with it. But he's dead, though, man. 21-year-old dude. He got caught with some weed, though, too. Just some weed.
Damn.
Nah, man. Ain't no suicide, bro.
The only way that's even pop, like you say, Teddy, is if you straight point the gun.
You got to arch your back.
Lean your head all the way back, and then you probably can do that. But that's still like, dude, you got to have some. Good aim.
You'll be able to hold the gun. You got to hold the gun, cock the gun. You got to do all the rest of this shit.
I don't see how this is possible, but maybe they are going to show us some.
I feel like they would have checked him for a gun before they handcuffed him and threw him in the back of the car, though.
Hey, you'll be surprised, though. I know a dude that got into jail before with a real gun and left the gun in jail before here in St. Louis. Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you get, it's possible.
I don't even want to know where he stashed it.
Yeah, I want to say it wasn't even like in his booty or nothing like that. It was like they didn't search him good enough, you know. So they can definitely do that, and if they don't,
he left it in jail though.
Yeah, he left it
because he was like,
jail.
"Shit, I ain't gonna take it back out with me." Mm-hmm. Damn.
Yeah.
So, that's crazy.
We don't get into
maybe they didn't search him good enough, man. That's one thing
I don't know. But how would he fire it though? Like, how would you even get to it unless it's in the back? He pulls it out. He's like, "Yeah, I got something for these pigs." As soon as they come in, it had to be a small gun.
Right, it probably was a small gun. We talking about people who are in the back. We talked about one guy who gave his brother some cocaine out of his ass.
Yeah.
And his brother ate it in the back of the police car. So it's so much stuff you can do with your hands handcuffed behind your back and stuff like that, man. That I don't know.
I don't know how he can actually, like, even pull off a gun.
Pull it out, turn it
first
around.
First off, you gotta wrestle with the handcuffs, one.
Okay.
And then after you do that, the cuff's going to be in your way, part of the way, because they so tight that you got to figure out a way to get the cuff and the gun.
But then we're looking at our size, too. It's some people that are super flexible.
Yeah, that's true, too.
So, I'm telling you, hey, Rim, it's some dudes out here that are super.
So you think he accidentally shot himself, maybe? Like he was trying to get the gun?
But look how far you got your arms up, and you ain't even that flexible. So, like.
But back of your head, though, like you might shoot that way.
That's what we thinking, but if you super flexible with your arms, you can probably pull it off, dog. I'm telling you, you can pull it off.
Was he in the back seat? He was the back seat of the car, right?
Yeah, yeah. But if you think about it, though, like if he does have his tuck down here, he does have to arch his back to try to pull it out, depending on how he has.
So they saying he had a gun on him? You think so that's what they're trying to say?
If he was trying to pull it out of his waist.
And shot himself on accident?
Yeah, trying to pull it out of the back.
Yeah, maybe what if he shot himself on accident?
Oh, you saying like he was trying to get out like, oh, shit. Like I need to get
maybe
this
he was trying to leave it up under the police
car, like leave it somewhere.
He had it tucked and they can get him. He's trying to get it out, or for whatever reason.
Why did he shoot his head off?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You got to arch your back.
What if he pulled it out and it dropped and he's trying to pick it up off the seat or something on accident? Like, oh shit, like let me pick it up so I can throw it and pick it up off the seat and shot itself. Like picked it up wrong.
That makes more sense though.
He gonna, but his back gonna be up against the back of the.
If the gun drops.
If he slide down. Okay.
Because especially if it's up here.
Right. Okay.
And he accidentally like what if it wasn't no like straight suicide, but it was like he was trying to accidental suicide. Yeah. Just like the dude, I saw this dude on it's a video online. I mean, this dude now he was stupid what he did. He went in and robbed his hotel, and they show him walking around while the hotel pretty busy. He going to the candy machine. He ain't even getting shit out the machine. And so, like, the crowd died down a little bit. And so he go outside the little doors, the automatic doors. The doors open up. He walk out, come back in with his hood and stuff on. This fool, it pulled his gun out. As soon as he pulled it out, the gun slipped. He tried to grab it. Boom, shot himself in the head on accident. Killed himself.
Damn.
Dude, on camera. You see, I'm talking about when he pulled the gun.
It's not funny. It's the way he explained it.
Hey,
boom.
Killed himself, nigga.
When he pulled the gun out, the clerk at the desk saw him pulling the gun out. He was like, the clerk was just putting his hands up, and the dude just boom on accident, shot himself, and he hit the clerk. Was like, oh my god! Like,
so the clerk thought he got shot.
The clerk saw him.
And the clerk was like this. The clerk was like, oh.
Yeah, the clerk saw him shoot himself. He saw him shoot himself. So yeah,
you saw this on YouTube.
It was like on WorldStar, but I mean you can get it on YouTube because it ain't like super graphic. So it's probably on YouTube. Like type in bank robber shoots himself in the head or something like that. You'll see it on there. But yeah, so like you can do that kind of stuff on accident, man. Like not like he could have been in the back of the police car trying
that's
to
horrible,
pick it up
though.
And boom.
I don't see it from the back like that though. I don't see it.
I mean you like it's ways you can do it. For real. It's possible. It's
freak accident,
possible.
Huh?
Freak accident. It's
you can't even
possible.
Let it down. Like your boy.
But then the situation can be though that where the people can sue the police by saying that y'all didn't effectively search him for that situation
that.
To happen though.
Yep, that you exactly.
That's
right.
That's where you gonna get him at. They're saying, well, dude, how the hell he still got a gun on him and he's
and
y'all
in y'all
got under
custody.
Arrest.
He in your custody.
Yeah.
You know, but then it's like, can they do it? Because just like the chick who died and was having a health issue. You know, like it's out of their hand. Like they didn't know that she was having it, so they didn't know that he had a gun on him. What they like, we did search
but,
him. And he just hit it in his ass or something like that. We couldn't search him, do a thorough search, and we got back to the
precinct. Right.
Yeah.
Which is true. I think they, well,
yeah.
I mean, if a nigga can walk into a jail with a gun.
With a real gun. Dog,
with a real
cell,
gun.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're doing thorough searches in the first place.
That's real.
So where did this happen at again? Arkansas, you say?
Yeah. Jonesboro.
Okay.
That's crazy.
But we're going to go to our next break, though. We'll get back, talk about a little hip-hop. With Finston, go back a little bit in the time machine and talk about some more High Point, and we'll be back on Straight Outta Low Cash.
Dun, 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 dun.
Straight
Outta
Low Cash.
Yeah. It's me. Here. Swerve. Light it. Yo, I'm on the PCH, smoking THC with the team. Money be the dream, I take it multicolor, baby, it ain't gotta be green. On the other side of Earth with the queen, I'm from Queens and shit. Three different types of forks for a Monday lunch. Tamarind punch, higher than the javelin jump. Italian sluts, my whole battalion is nuts. We rock medallions and such. Don't even step within 6 feet of my presence. Leave you open like the desert. Death leopard, fresh pepper that I mentioned. Steer the whip with one arm like Jim Abbott. Chocolate sauce over thin rabbit. If these opportunities arose before, we would have been had a shorty sniffing haddock in the attic. I've been an addict in these streets, and my pants have even shattered. The sad in it, sadly. Two things, I'm about to cop a few rings. And need paper, then slices of the blue link.
Shoot eagles on the Jack Nicholas course. Porsche with the triple exhaust. Seats soft like a midget's cough.
Share that flash. Yeah, man.
I never thought that this could be my life. Russian mistress and Parisian wife. Always seasoned rice. The animals you find in the jungle on the table. Sculpted it nice. Throw the dice. Lake drop after a big boot. 1, 2, 3, it's over. Slide in the mink coop. Dive out the chopper in the water, No splash, Olympic shit. Ayo, the spliff look like a shrimp when it shit. Smoke the shark, Greg Norman shit. Me and Robert Ory in the foreign whip. Motherfucker, I was born to live. And born to fuck a lot of pussy without spawning kids. It's me.
Welcome back, Stroud Low Cash. We are back in the building with Finsta. What's going on, man?
What's poppin'?
Man, first of all, we never give a shout out to Tef Poe, man, for being in the Source Magazine Unsigned Hype.
Yeah, man.
Has St. Louis ever had an unsigned hype person in there, as far as you know?
Nope. The first one. This is the first one. Yeah, okay. This the first one.
Is that an argument? Somebody was trying to tell me that the whole nine was in there for the first unsigned hype.
Really?
Oh, somebody on Twitter was telling me that, though. I don't know. I thought it was like
you
a special.
You gotta Google that one.
Yeah, Google it up real quick, Rim, see if you can find it. I thought I knew they were in the Source Magazine, mm-hmm. but I didn't think it was in there for unsigned hype, though.
Yeah, I don't think that would have been if there would have been an unsigned hype. I think the city would have knew about it,
especially at that time.
Yeah,
even now, even with the Benzino shit that went on, like unsigned hype is still like a good section to be in for people to look. Like over the years, when you think about all the people that been in unsigned hype, Jay Electronica, Eminem, Rapper the Game, who else? What's some other people?
They've been on Unsigned Hype?
Yeah, them other people I can think of.
Oh, Biggie? Common?
Biggie. Common's on Unsigned Hype?
Yeah, Common's on Unsigned Hype.
There's a bunch of people.
Man, you like, talking
people,
about a
people don't understand.
Royce might have been in there, too. Royce might have been in there.
I don't remember Roy. But I know that.
That's a big deal.
That's definitely a huge thing, man. Especially for a guy like Tef, a dude who works hard
definitely.
And constantly puts out music, man. Good music.
Yeah.
It's creative.
Definitely y'all keep download that War Machine 2, though, too. Yeah.
Download everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. We got to get Tef back on the show again.
Man,
too,
Charlie Chan was talking real stuff, though, man. When he was there 2 weeks, he's like, we need to start supporting our music, not just buying it. But like letting people know that we listen to it. Like when you put on Twitter, like now I'm listening to Tef Poe wrist, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wrist game.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Game proper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, put up their videos on your YouTube page like you do for all the other artists. Like, oh, there's a new Ty Willie Cole
yep.
out.
Yep.
Put up a Van video or Rockwell Knuckles or
yeah,
you know.
But I do that though.
Yeah, Facebook, but I'm saying that's something we need to do more though. And Bikesy bump their music. So be like, cause if Javon say he listen to it, like somebody might be like, well damn, I might want to go check that out.
And not only because, you know, I fucks with them guys, man, like, you know, me and Tef, we went to high school together. Like, I met Van, everybody, all of us on the scene and stuff together, man. But it's always good to appreciate what somebody, because I got friends that I might not necessarily like their music, but I support them, you know,
mm-hmm.
just because they support me. But like Van, people like Van and Tef, like I genuinely like their music. Like, dude, I'm like, you know, that, like, Van made some dope ass shit. Tef made some dope ass shit. Like, I like their music, dude. So people like that I always support, man. And, you know, they are talented. I ain't just saying that. Fuck with them, man. Please do. You know what? Mess with them. I'm just saying that. Mess with them.
Easy.
Yeah. If, you know, I think if like, the way I see it is everybody, like, all of us have, like, our own avenues. And we all push the support of these artists
mm-hmm.
to all the people that's around us. I mean, it can't help but to flourish.
Yeah.
Because everybody, if they seeing all of us from different angles and different aspects of the music industry or just the industry in St. Louis by itself, that it can blow faster and more effective if everybody just got behind it. That's just the thing about St. Louis, though. Everybody, some people get behind it for so long, and if the people that are behind it get it, once we get past the point of our comfort zone of, like, the people that know our people, and then we get to the actual people that uncharted, that's when we start winning as a community. And that way we can actually build the base for our city to actually grow more and be recognized as a music city like we used to be back in the day.
Yeah.
That's true. This one I want to ask you, man. Would you ever think about doing, like, I'm saying, I know y'all did the High Point. Y'all tried to do it with, a, you know, the same type thing at the Atomic Cowboy. Didn't y'all do that at one point or something like that?
The gramophone?
Was it the gramophone?
We never been to the Atomic Cowboy for...
It might have been the gramophone. Yeah. I know it was a different venue. Did y'all was trying to kick the same vibe off? Are you still doing that or trying to do anything different with it now?
Well...
Here's a story on that.
Once the official High Point closed...
Right.
So that upstairs, what did they end up doing with the upstairs area?
Well...
At the High Point?
When it happened, they never told us who bought it. Because somebody bought it. Simple as that.
So somebody bought a portion of
the bar? They bought... The entire building.
Oh, the building, the theater, everything.
Except the theater part. They just bought the bar and the upstairs venue, all of that.
Okay.
They bought all that, and the people that owned the building wouldn't say who it was. So
they didn't want y'all there, basically.
That's the way. I mean, and not just us. I mean, it was a rock spot. It was a rock spot, too. It was a punk rock spot, you know, metal spot, you know, on other nights, as well as a hip-hop spot.
Well, I guess I mean when I say y'all, I mean like that type of hip hop musical type crowd. You know what I'm saying? The type of crowd that was there. You think they just didn't want that crowd? Not saying black folks or whatever, but
well, I think there would probably have to be a partial truth in that. I'm gonna say because it was more than the one night changed the game for a lot of stuff in the city. But at the same time, the people that owned the building, I think, were more or less forced into selling it because of the popularity that came from the night that we were there for like 5 years straight before we had to get out of there or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So when that happened, we had to try to find a different venue to make it happen. So we, of course, trying to go different venues. We went down to ISIS one time. We went down to Club Z or Pepper Lounge, and we were just trying to surface it around. But you know, to me, that real energy and that real magic that was in that building could never be
recreated again.
Right. So I got a phone call from the owner, Lisa, one day, and she said, "I wanted you to come back." And I was like, "You ain't got to tell me, but once."
Yeah. So we gonna have a High Point gonna be back?
Well, that. Let me finish the story.
Okay, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah,
we came back.
We got excited a little bit.
Right, right. Okay. Yeah. We came back.
Damn. Oh, did we know that?
Yeah. Well, this is a little ways back.
Okay.
So we came back, and this is when the official selling of the night happened. She found out that week, and they told her that we're selling the club. The guy that officially owned that whole strip right there said that they're getting rid of that spot altogether. And they're going to make it something else. Now, as time progressed, I kept investigating the situation. I found out who actually bought it, which that was the reason why nobody found out. And it was because the people from the Cheshire bought it. Now, if you remember from back in the day, the Cheshire had the whole situation about letting a guy come in their establishment with dreads.
Yeah.
Now, the High Point had a big sign out front. We welcome any and everybody, even dreads. Out front. Let's go. So they were kind of salty about that, I think. And I think that's why they actually was like, we're going to buy this building. We're going to get rid of everything in that building, and we're going to buy this building. We're just going to put a little bar there. So that ended the whole thing. So after that, it was pretty much downhill from there. We couldn't do anything else. I mean, we tried to do other places, but I said it was going to be hard because times have changed. And doing a weekly is very hard to do nowadays.
Hey, you got to tell me.
Yeah. A weekly is hard to do nowadays. You know, people actually do a monthly or bi-weekly or whatever they can. If you doing something like that, it is very hard now because people and the way the people are now and the way the industry is and the way the internet is now, everything is way too convenient for people to just to go and actually support something like that. Like, granted that we have our core audience, but I don't want to depend on our core.
Because that core doesn't really get it to pop. It's that those outliers are the ones that make it an event, make it a bigger thing.
Because, I mean, High Point has always been a revolving door of new people that come in and see what the fuss is all about. Once they understand what it's about and they see it, they understand. But
Oh, no, I'm gonna find him and catch up.
But when you have the regulars in there, the regulars are gonna be there no matter what. I can depend on them any day. But, like, you know, I don't want to depend on the regulars. I want to depend on new people to come in to understand what we've been dealing with for, like, the last 10 years. You know what I'm saying? And see what we've been feeling and what we actually manifested to be what it is today and to be, like, you know, if you're in St. Louis, if you're in St. Louis and you never rapped at the High Point, then you almost have a problem.
Yeah.
Flat out.
I was going to say this. I think it's gotten kind of like, you know, I think, you know, some people don't do, like you said, with the internet and stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
I think some people don't do it for the love of it. They do it for the, let me get this stardom. Mm-hmm. I think that's how the NBA and stuff is now, too. People don't play for the love of the game. They play for, let me play for this big contract, get this shoe money. Like, back in the day, like you said, when you had the High Point, because I remember I came there a couple times, man. And, you know, I saw the cipher at the end that y'all would do.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of, like, took that, and, like, I do a cipher at the end of my show. I do Class Clown whenever I do Class Clowns. We do a cipher, man. Like, last time, it was I done had Van come up and do this. Like, it's dope. Like, at the very, very end, Tef always ended and Tef always smashed out. We had White Out, Leroy Jenkins. We had a lot of people come through and do it, man. And it's like, dude, I wish that we had that here in St. Louis. Because all of us love hip-hop. We all love good music. I love seeing new people. Like, we were just talking about Joey Badass. Like, I was introduced to him, like, probably a month ago. And it's like, dude, like, people like that, I love hearing good music. So when you have venues like that, when I went to the High Point that day, man, I saw, like, people, the styles were so different. You would see this person get up and rhyme in the cypher. Then the next person get up, don't sound nothing like this person. Then the other person get up, he don't sound nothing like these. It's like, dude, I like that. You got to appreciate that kind of shit, man. And the hip-hop scene here in St. Louis is just, dude, we got so much great talent. When you got Black Spade, you got, like, I'm just naming people I know of that do their thing. You know, White Out. You got shoot, like, Teresa Janae. People who I love their music, I listen to, I like their music, man. So I think we need another spot like that, man. I know you said the venue is everything too. Like, the venue is definitely a portion of it, a huge portion. Because you can't just do. Somebody can't be like, hey, man, we want you to do that at the you know, wherever. Let's do it at the new XO. Yeah, the energy got to be right for you to, you know, you got to have the nice stage. I think a stage is important.
Yep.
You got to have, like, a cool venue. So, yeah, man, I don't know. You thought about, have y'all tried Lola?
No, I haven't really tried Lola yet, but it's ironic that all this stuff come about because the last couple months, I mean, people have been hitting me up about, you know, what's up with doing a High Point again, or, I mean, what can we do?
At least monthly or something, at the minimum, at least monthly or something.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting around to that. But, you know, I got a few things that I'm working out that I want to make sure that, you know, everything is straight. Like, the DJs are straight, not just the rappers, the MCs that actually were High Point MCs are straight. No, I don't have any problem with any of those guys. It's just that once we get this rolling, like, I want it to be right, and I want it to just go forever. You know what I'm saying? Because if we bring it back, and I told everybody else that, I'm like, if we bring it back, it can't fail.
No, yeah, because the city needs that night, though. The city needs that night for our hip-hop scene, though.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think even record sales, even for local artists, go up for their mixtapes or whatever, being there, though. But I'm coming there. Hey, you're on to the DJ booth. Hey, can I throw something on? They might mix. They mix in all kind of people's music and all in together, though. You go from T.I. to Tef Poe on the song, though. You just vibing like, oh, who's the other dude? I know T.I. Who's the other guy, though? Oh, let me check him out. Boom. Now you got a new person that's buying your mixtape.
Right.
Yeah.
But here's the situation with that. And from the time of the High Point era versus now is that there are a lot of bubblegum rappers. There are a lot of overnight rappers that think that all they have to do is go find the High Point and rap, and they're on.
Oh, you think that's the problem?
That's part of the problem, because, like I said, we have our core. We have our core people, and even if it's somebody new that's good, they gotta understand. You come on this stage, and if you ain't right, you gonna know about it.
Yeah,
you're gonna know about it flat out, because I don't care if it's Stan, Cinnamon, Charlie, or K9 spinning records. They gonna shut the record off on you until you get off the stage, flat out. So that was the deterrent to keep whack rappers away. If they knew they couldn't do it, it was a done deal.
But as you said, it's a whole new set that doesn't understand that yet.
Right.
What's the wackest thing you? I'm saying, have you ever seen somebody just so whack, whatever, they try to keep going, that type thing happen up there?
I've seen that. I've seen dudes come up there in a Versace shirt thinking they can rap, and dudes straight mush them off the stage.
Oh, man, not mush. Like with the stiff arm?
Real mush.
In second, a Versace shirt. Right. When the High Point started? What year?
The High Point started in 96.
Started in 96.
Damn.
So, and wouldn't he come with his Versace shirt on?
This was like probably 98.
That's Master P time. That's
about right then. He was in style.
No, it was very unkind. But I mean,
you said he got the hook.
Yeah, he got mushed because, I mean, dude was horrible. And we've had horrible guys come up, and, you know, we've had guys that wasn't so great come up, but continue to come back until they got good.
And they was good, and they good now.
They good now. Okay. You know.
What's one of the best battles you've seen up at the High Point? Chance said what, D-Mac versus
Jule.
That's what Chance
part said. Part 1, part 2.
Yep, that's what he said. That's the best one you sent into?
That had to be it. That had to be like the greatest of all time because both of them, I think it was even because one day, of course, one person was hotter than the next person, you know, and one person may have gotten under the skin of another person. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But those nights were just monumental, you know. It's been some landslide victories.
Like how much was the split, but the time period between the first battle and the second one with them two?
Oh, less than a year. I would probably about a year.
Okay.
Like the time the first one hopped off, it was almost a surprise situation. And it was like one person was more ready for the battle, but the other person was not ready for the battle, apparently. Apparently. Like maybe they just was off that day.
Uh-huh.
And so it wound up being a situation to where it became an uproar. So the other one person, of course, went back, got to the gym, you know what I'm saying? Lyrically got in the gym.
Lifted a couple of bars.
You know, lifted some bars, you know what I'm saying? Came back and held his weight, you know? And days like that went on a lot at the High Point, man. And there's been times to where people have been completely shut down on rapping and just
I remember it was at one point where it was people getting matched up like it was a boxing match. You was waiting all week, like, man, such just called out, such just is gonna be going and popping next Monday. Like, and so it'd be over MySpace, like such just versus such and such. Like, dang, it's gonna go down.
Because
the one I remember the most packed one I seen was what, Spotlight versus who was the other dude? That was the most packed I seen the High Point for a battle.
Which one?
The white boy Spotlight versus what was the other dude's name?
Young Ill. Yeah,
that's probably the most packed I've seen a battle. Now, maybe not the best battle, but one of the most anticipated battles.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm.
People was pumping it for like 2-3 weeks, Javon. Right. Like, I mean, they had posters and flyers for it, like like a real little thing, like a little like a boxing thing versus. And stuff. I was like, damn.
So had the High Point still been around, though, they probably would be doing the
A-Verb and all
URL
them right?
battles mm-hmm. there.
Yeah, well, so was A-Verb and them come through there at that time?
A-Verb, I don't think A-Verb ever been to the High Point.
When I seen him at the High Point, is when.
To a different spot.
To Manchester.
Yeah. That was after they sold the building.
That's what I'm thinking of. The spot on, what spot is that on Manchester? That's why I say Atomic
Cowboy. O'Reilly's.
O'Reilly's.
MP O'Reilly's. That is right. Yeah, that's where we tried to pop it off over there. But that, of course, it didn't work over there either. So, but, you know, nothing, like I said, nothing is better than the original building itself, you know.
Yeah.
That's the hardest thing.
Will y'all keep the name High Point?
If it comes back, definitely, you have to.
Keep the brand.
Yeah, it goes without saying. Like, it can be anything. High Point Mondays, High Point whatever.
That's what day it was, right? Mondays, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Never been on a different night.
The first time y'all called me to do it. I was like, man, I was nervous.
For real.
I'm like, I'm spinning at the High Point.
Right.
Because the High Point, they used to be talking about on the radio too, right?
Yeah, actually.
You can do your freestyle over the radio. Over the radio,
yep. That was funny because that was when Q came. Q95.5 came.
Okay.
So when they came, pretty much the guys, well, the program director at the time, Mike Fox, was looking for DJs in the city. So somebody told him to go to the High Point. Charlie Chance had been there. So Mike Fox came there and saw what was going on, and he brought the rest of the staff that came from out of town with him, and they all was like, What the heck is this? Like, I ain't never seen
this. Doing this.
Right. They didn't even know. They didn't know anything. So Craig Black came, Moshe came, and Mike Fox even got up there and spun one night.
Yeah, he got up there and got on the tables one night. Charlie said, go ahead, do your thing. You want to spin here? Go ahead. Dude got up there and spent a few records, and he was nice. No problem. And then Craig pulled me to the side at the end of the night and said, I want you to be on the show with me at night. You know, I worked the night shift. I want y'all to come in and do about a half an hour what y'all do right here. And I was like, okay. The next week he say, when you want to start? I was like, we can start next week. I mean, we can start. And that started the whole campaign for High Point on the radio. So for the next year, I think the next year and a half, we were on the radio till High Point had a line out front. High Point at that time was the only Monday night spot doing anything. There was, before High Point, there was never a place to go on Monday.
And what, so what year is this? What year is this?
This is 01. 99 and 01. Because Q came in 01. 2000? 01.
Okay.
So when that happened, that means the year after, the first year after they've actually got acclimated to the city, we were already getting ready to approach to be on there. The next year after that is when everything started popping off. So 02 to 03. The line, it was a line forming outside to get in by the time we got off the air. Damn. And it got to the point to where we couldn't let people in anymore. And the owner actually told us that they had to remove us because it was too busy.
Yeah. So High Point stopped for a minute.
Stopped for a minute.
That's how long did it stop for?
Well, we actually never stopped because we picked right back up at another club because the people from Pepper Lounge, Z Club, whatever you want to call it at the time, called me that week and said, bring it here. Flat out. Like, we want your business. Can we work something out? I went down there a couple of days later, checked it out with them, worked out some numbers. And we did our thing down there for about a year or so. Okay. And they had new owners, of course, go into there, change the situation. They didn't, apparently, you know, maybe they didn't like the pigmentation of the clientele.
So yeah, that's when Pepper Lounge got
That's when
pepper,
Pepper Lounge, yes.
Got pepper.
Yes.
Dude, yes. They, before Pepper Lounge, was it might have been Pepper Lounge, they told my homeboy his pants was too baggy. He pointed to the dude in front of him and was like, man, his pants is the same pants I got on. What you mean they're too baggy? Whatever, they was like, no, yours is too baggy. So they were singling people out, dude. Like, mm-hmm. They filter who they want. Mm-hmm. It ain't like you get damn to have your Social Security card. You know, I'm a legal citizen.
Right. So after that, we went to Club Isis. Sonya, of course, after they found out that situation, Sonya was the same way. Come down here. I was like, I don't know about Club Isis. This is a little too big.
Yeah.
And so, and it was like, you know, we used to being in a grimy, you know, gunshots row type spot. You know what I'm saying? It get gritty. So people feel that energy. When they come in here, they don't want to be sitting in leather couches and you know what I'm saying?
No.
All that.
So it took a little sting out of the event.
Yeah, it definitely did. I mean, we had some other events, like people were sponsoring the night and, you know, people were doing promotions for us and all that stuff to actually bring that energy there. It was working, but you know, things change after a while. People were telling me flat out, like, I don't feel like this is High Point at Isis. You know what I'm saying? Of course, and that kind of, you know, drain a little bit of the clientele. So from there, I paused it for probably about 8 months or so. We put it on pause for a minute. But then that's when I got the phone call from
the High Point that y'all, they want
y'all they back. Wants to come back. Because the whole time we were gone, almost every Monday, at least two people came up there looking for the Hip Hop Night.
For that whole, that's 2 years, over a 2 year
period? Yes, over a 2 year period. And they said people still come up here to this day. Even the right whole now? Time. Well, not now no, because it's not.
Yeah,
between that time frame.
So the building's still there right now?
The building is still there, but it's called the Par Lounge.
Is it a foo-foo light spot now?
It's supposed to be a martini lounge is what they were trying to do.
Okay.
What about the other one? Has anybody been upstairs in it yet?
Nope. Nobody's been upstairs since they've been there.
Like the Twist of Olive?
Yeah, Twist of Olive gone now.
Mm-hmm.
Dang. Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already gone.
You know.
I never been there.
You ain't going to go there either.
You know, but in the end, you know, it was a great run for High Point. And, you know, I've been in contact with a lot of the, you know, High Point veterans and everybody that they pretty much, you know, was a high point from day one or day two, whatever the case is. And, you know, we have a group on, a closed group on Facebook to where I keep people updated. And every now and then somebody will throw a picture up or something. You know, you might see a couple of videos show up every now and then. But I've been in touch with a few people. And everybody wants to bring High Point back.
Yeah, if you need anything for Stroud, Low Cash, I'm sure you know.
If you need anything for Javon Bibbs.
And to me personally, you know, any of us, yeah, we got
you. We're going to help out, man, flat out.
Appreciate that.
Yeah, I do my
thing. The city needs this. The city needs this.
So, you know, I'm thinking about it, you know, and I probably will get into it in a little bit. But first and foremost, you know, I want to try to get to the point to where we actually, you know, map out this documentary that I want to do for it. So I think that'd be dope because it's a lot of footage out there. It's a lot of photos out there. And it's a lot of, you know.
Stories and stuff.
Yes, a lot of stories out there that people, I think people will want to hear about High Point. And for those, you know, up and coming rappers or those, you know, people that think they want to be in this industry and figure that they are nice with it or whatever. We got some time for you can actually get your skills sharp and show you how dudes actually rocked 10 years ago that's still rocking today.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's dope.
And it'd be kind of hot, though, even in general. Like, you got all these, you know, a lot of these St. Louis rappers are going out and killing in the battle scene. Make them come on the home turf, though. A lot of these other rappers from New York and all, wherever they're battling. Make them come to the High Point on a Monday night and battle, you know, A-Verb. And what's the other cat?
Or even
Young
Ill.
Young Ill.
Like I said, you ain't got a battle. You can do a cypher. Everybody get the cypher together. Right. That's how
That, and that was the main thing about the High Point. Like, we never made it to where it was a battle situation.
If somebody called you out, it was like the Old West, though.
Yeah.
You go outside.
If it happened, it happened. The music would stop. We got a problem? You got a problem? Yeah, all right, well, come on. Let's do it right now. We got three rounds right now. Two different beats and one acapella. And that was the thing about the High Point. When you came up there to freestyle or rap, you had to be on beat. You can't tell the DJ, turn that beat off or give me a different beat. No, you get off the stage.
Right. Because if you're real. If you
can... when I was out there with a Chan, because I came like, man, like 2000 maybe. It was like 2000 because I had just started working in like AT&T. When I came up there, I'm trying to think who was DJing though, man. When I was up there,
it could have been Ray of DJs up there. I mean,
yeah.
Stan, Cinnamon, Reminisce, Needles, Chan, K9. Them were the main guys right there. And Trackstar.
Trackstar too.
Yep.
Shout out to Trackstar.
Shout out to Trackstar. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Killer Mike's tour DJ, right?
That is correct.
Yeah.
They about to go on tour with the GZA next month.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yep.
Trap been making moves.
Yeah,
dude.
Killer Mike's mixtape might be the best album this year. On the low. Yeah. You think so, Fisty?
It's dope. Yeah, I'm with Mike all day, man. I'm with Mike all day.
Hey, the team,
so him leaving that purple ribbon though helped him out a lot.
I think Mike already had his foot in the dirt already. You know what I'm saying? And Mike already had those hits with them. Mike's voice just stands out alone by itself. It's such an instrument. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's a militant voice, too. It's like a heavy, like, you know,
Right. His voice. You know what I'm saying? And his voice just, like, to me, it just captivates the audience. Like, it don't matter if he was a little guy or not. His voice is so big, dog, that, you know, you have to listen to him. That's the way I feel about it.
No, he's dope, though, man. He's dope. So who else you feeling, though, right now? St. Louis-wise. Then we'll go into nationwide.
Your top three from St. Louis. And you know what? What I'm going to do, we're going to exclude Tef.
Tef, because he's already inside.
Yeah. Okay. Well, if you guys, you might as well exclude the Force, if that's the case.
Okay, that's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Good thing. We're going to exclude
the whole Force. So there's like 10 rappers.
Come on,
that's more like 15 rappers.
Yeah, we're going to exclude the Force. Anybody that's not in the Force.
That you've been like this under that you like man is yo people don't even know about him no but
or even they even cool like oh they cool I like
okay
them.
All right I got that well one I'm gonna say Hakeem the Dream
okay I like
it. Okay
I like
it. You
know dude keeps it nice you know what I'm saying it's some new little guys
we need to get him on here man
yeah we do
we need to get him on here
it's some new little guys I like what they're doing they're still young but
is that the Nelly crew Nelly's nephew and them
No they're cool too but Some guys named Bowen Ells.
Bowen Ells.
Yeah,
they got anything on YouTube?
I don't know if they have anything on YouTube. They just did like their first mixtape, they are pretty nice. And there's some other guys that are brand new too, called Domino Effect. They're really new too.
See, I'm gonna check them out.
Yeah, so we need to do
Domino Effect, Bowen Ells. I'm gonna check them out.
Yep, they some young kids. And you know, I like how they working. I like how they sound. I like their sound. And dudes got, you know, the right type of energy. You know what I'm saying? Right. The other guys, ATM, they're cool. I like them. They're a little abstract, but you know, they still have a good vibe, and they work hard.
Right.
And it's kind of hard to go outside the force, bro.
Okay, yeah, who is it right now? You like they finna be the next one to maybe come and help St. Louis? You know what I'm saying? Get some more shine. Who would you say that it would be right now?
From a regular radio standpoint.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about on a general commercial.
Okay.
But they can still be lyrical and still keep their, you know what I'm saying, they credibility.
My number one would be Fresco or Jenna, whatever you want to call them.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I think that he's the next one to just go, you know.
Granted, he's on Def Jam. Not Def Jam.
He's on So Def. Epic So Def, right.
Okay, So Def is distributed through Epic now.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So I think he's going to be the one to go because Jermaine Dupri is really grooming him to be the next guy. Okay. And if it works out right, he can be the next Jermaine Dupri.
Because I heard he's musically inclined. Like,
yes,
dude,
he is.
That dude played, I saw him playing the piano, the drums.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, he made beats too, right?
Yes.
And he can sing. He
yes.
sings.
Yes.
Dang.
Dude is
that's why you
dumb
see him
nice.
As Jermaine Dupri, though, if it
yeah.
works.
Yeah, because he can produce his butt off, man. He is extremely talented. I don't know as many talented guys that are just that vast when it comes to talent. You know what I'm saying? That's in St. Louis. Some guys are good at rapping. Some guys are good at singing or making beats or whatever. But this guy across the board handles everything.
Damn.
Flat
so
out.
So who else? At Fresco Kane? Shout out to Fresco Kane.
Yeah. For the kids side, I mean, JGE, like, you know, today they actually today they actually got added to radio.
Really?
Yeah, added to regular rotation.
What?
First time in a long time that a local artist, with the exception of Jenna or Fresh Cocaine.
What was that clap song? What was the name of the song?
Make It Bounce.
Yeah, I know yeah. something like that.
Yeah. But they
is
have
that
a chance.
Is this locally or is it nationwide they've been at it?
They've been only local. Local only. Okay. Yeah, not national. But on the local side, that's a big move for anybody
yeah.
to be a local artist.
St. Louis doesn't play local artists as much as they used to.
Not at all. So, but the times are changing now. So hopefully all of that will be back and running. Hopefully. But they're working on it. You know, they're doing some different things. They got a different protocol now at radio. So maybe in the next year, you know, things can work out to be, you know, for the better.
So those are the two that you feel right now that's going to jump out of the
They have a chance to do something right now, with the exception of Tef and Rocky, you right. know, the Force guys, you know.
Okay.
I'm trying not to say the names, but.
Right.
We always shout the fam out. All right,
nationwide, then, who you feeling like nationwide? Like, man, these are some cats you need to check out. Like, if somebody was like.
Oh, man.
You fuck with Clear Soul Forces?
I haven't heard them yet. I haven't listened to them yet.
Rim got me hip to them. They dope. Yeah, super
okay.
dope.
Clear I'm about to check that forces. Out. I've been rocking the Joey. I've been rocking the Nas. I've been rocking the Kendrick. I've been rocking the Slaughterhouse. What else?
What dude named Lockshay?
Lockshaw.
Lockshaw, you fuck with him?
Lockshaw. I haven't heard him.
He from like, where's he from, Teddy?
Locksmith. Locksmith is ill.
Locksmith.
Yeah.
He's from Virginia.
Okay.
He's from Virginia.
Locksmith is ill. I like that guy. Who else? Right now, that's pretty much my
Lupe. Oh man, Lupe already made it though. So
yeah, I'm not even on Lupe like that right now, man.
Well, because he done went in because he been different.
That
stuff.
Last album was weird as fuck. I don't know anybody else that's saying that though.
Hey.
That last album was whack as shit, man.
You know
it was
though?
Weird as fuck, and it was like that last album, that Laser shit was whack as fuck. It was wet as fuck, and I'm sorry.
You never been a fan of Lupe.
For real?
I love Lupe early.
Food and liquor is nice.
I don't think he was whack.
Shoutown Guevara, dog.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Or, like, what's them other mixtapes he had, them early mixtapes?
Yeah, I'm with him all day early.
What time? What'd you say? What mixtape?
Shoutown Guevara.
Shoutown Guevara. What's the other one? Like, the Jedi one? Was it the Jedi one? That's what got that. With that Jay-Z
about.
Sitting Sideways on there. Remix with
I
him and Jay-Z.
I forgot the name of that one.
That's what 4 Day Even Song goes on a Food and Liquor. He did a Sitting Sideways remix with Jay-Z. Jay-Z's on it. Like, you know, shouting them out like straight flowing on it.
Mm-hmm. It's Jay, on, what you one, mean? Jay-Z shouting Jay-Z on another song with Lupe?
Before, this is before the one that was on Food and Liquor. Yeah, this is way before Food and Liquor.
That's what you got to appreciate about Jay. He do that kind of stuff. Yeah. Man. He get on the song with people who like kind of underground a little bit. And like, he up here.
That's because he trying to keep himself relevant, though, too. He trying to be like, he going to be nice, though. I'm going to keep myself relevant by jumping on that.
But he can do that, though. Like,
But I mean, but at the same time, you have to, it's still self-fulfilling, too. So I wouldn't say it is. He just looking out for cats either, though.
I'm going to help you help me.
Yeah, help you help me. But I didn't like that Lasers, man.
He said his next was going to be Food and Liquor, too, though. So,
yeah, he did.
I mean, he all over the board. Like, it's not, I don't know.
I think he was trying something different. You know, like how Kanye did with 80.
You give me one single off of there.
No.
Give me one single off of there.
Off of what, the show must go on.
No. Right click delete.
What was the first single off of Lasers?
The show must go on.
Okay, because he had a dope-ass beat.
No, you talking about the songs he'd never get on. There are two songs you thinking about never made the album. They were bonus songs. You talking about The Shining.
Beaming.
No, it's not. Beaming is not on the official album. That's on the deluxe iTunes downloaded version. If you just buy the CD, that's not on both. Shining or Beaming are not on there.
I'm trying to think. It was on the one I got.
It's on the deluxe. Shining was dope, too, though. But neither one of them on the album. He went
but
another
that
direction.
Mean he has that choice, though. I mean, you know.
But the rest of that shit was whack, man.
I didn't think so. I just feel like.
Like, I was totally disappointed. I was like, Skip.
Damn.
I mean, like.
Damn. And then you go after the third Skip, you're like, damn. Skip.
I guess the way I feel about it is, like, I don't, like, try to, like, say that he is or is not a certain thing. Like, I think people have a certain expectation of what Lupe is supposed to sound like. Mm-hmm. And I feel like...
No, I get that. Hold up. I get that.
Hold up. But I think the big thing about Lupe, especially... I mean, you know, have you heard the most recent mixtape?
Friends
of the People?
Yeah.
So it's not like this is just something he's trying. Like, this is something that he's involved in. So, like, the whole Occupy movement, like, he's been bouncing forth in between pop and... this electronic.
But that don't mean I gotta like that shit, though.
But if Food and Liquor comes out too, and it goes back to the same one it used to be,
you don't even have to do that. Look at Outkast, though. They changed their sound over time, though, but it still was listenable.
That's what I'm saying. As a listener, like you said, you allowed your own.
I allow artists to grow, but it don't mean I gotta grow and it be whack.
But that's whack is a relative term.
Like, no, that shit was whack, though, man.
It's a relative term, because trust me, I have people that complain that we played Luciano or Money Falling from the Sky, Let's Get With That, and I know that's one of your favorite songs, yes. And they think that is the wackest shit ever.
I mean, I don't even have discussions with people like that if they say some shit like that, though. Because there are certain songs within hip-hop that you can't say are whack.
Yes, you can.
No, you cannot. That's like saying...
Subjective.
No, but it's certain things that are like straight up. That's like saying Jordan. Somebody's like Jordan whack as hell, dude. If somebody said Jordan was whack, would you not believe him as a sports fan?
Where is the proof in Luciano that it's
Because it's a dude. It's a classic song, dude. They don't even have to. That's hip hop.
I guarantee you, I can play this. If it's classic, then why don't the news?
But that's like somebody saying Jordan is whack, and somebody you wouldn't respect the way they look at basketball. Somebody came in and said Jordan was whack. It's the same thing.
I think, look at it this way.
Did they win any awards?
But I'm Luchini?
Did they win any awards?
No.
And Jordan has six titles.
He ain't saying that's Lupe whack, though. He's saying the album.
The album was whack. I'm not saying Lupe's whack.
No, I understand. My point is, whack is subjective.
If you put the top 100 songs and you had 100 different people vote, I guarantee you Luchini's on 98 of the 100 ballots.
It just depends on who you pick.
I don't give a damn.
I'm gonna say hip hop ballots if y'all gonna do it that way.
Yeah, right now, that's what I'm talking about. Hip hop songs.
There's all sorts of if you get on YouTube, hip hop expands way bigger than what our.
But I guarantee you, somebody's a real hip hop fan. They love Luchini.
My whole point is, whack is relative. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, but there are certain things that are not. You can't even have a discussion with someone if they say, "Oh man, Luchini's whack." I don't want to have a good discussion with you then. Yeah, I don't even want to talk to you. That's not a disagreement. That's like saying Jordan is whack. That's like saying Jordan is whack.
There are people. You don't think there are people in New York Dude, Sleepy,
hates Jordan. But he can still respect it though, but it's still dope.
That's not what you said.
Like, I don't like it. Look, I'm gonna give you,
okay, if somebody don't like Jordan, they can probably say, I don't like the fact that he's winning. But he's,
you ain't gonna say he's whack. For instance, I'm not a big EPMD fan at all. But I respect what EPMD does, though, and somebody would like say that, though. No, but I don't like EPMD's music like that, but so I know they got classic shit.
That's my whole point. So you're not saying Lupe's whack, then? You're saying Al's whack. That's
I said the Al's whack, yeah.
But so they didn't say the Luciano or the Luciano.
But I would say certain EPMD songs are classics, even though I don't like EPMD.
That doesn't mean that they haven't heard. So is there another song that you can give as a point of reference?
What's about the EPMD song? Like,
no,
Luciani. Besides Lucci, that they did besides that? Yeah. Oh, Coolie High? You got a Black Nostalgia? Sparkle?
So my point is, so if they heard these other songs and say, oh, yeah, these are cool, these are classics, or whatever, I enjoy these, or they're okay, but they say Luciano's whack, you still can have a conversation. Because right now, what you're saying
I know that if they're saying Luciani's whack, I know they're not going to like them other songs is my point, though.
Say what?
If they don't like Luciani, they're not going to like them other songs. 9 out of 10. Dude, it's like a gateway. You automatically.
It's the same thing with EPMD. If you don't like
it's certain EPMDs on songs. I don't like EPMD albums in general. But there's certain songs like You Gots to Chill, things like that. Though I'm like, yo, this is a classic. I mean, I like EPMD, but I know this is a classic.
Back to my point is that all I'm saying is subjective. It just depends on what area you're from. Like, for instance, that people in Miami feel like Pitbull is a classic. I know people that fucking hate Pitbull.
I wouldn't say Pitbull is a classic.
Okay, but if you're from Miami, you love Pitbull.
I would put out, if somebody said Luke was classic, I would understand that more before Pitbull.
There's people who hate Nelly.
But Nelly is a classic. But that's not even to us, though. That's not even to us, though. That's a nationwide. That country grammar song hit everybody. You can hate if you want to, man, from any other coast.
You see what you're doing now. Because the reason why it hit everybody, it made, eight times platinum?
But Luciani did too, though. If you want to talk about Luciani, Luciani did too, though.
Dude, that's what I just asked you.
No, I'm saying it was a nationwide song. I guarantee it was like.
You can't just say it's a classic. Did it win anything?
The Grammys was. You're talking about early hip hop, though.
All I'm saying is.
We're talking about early hip hop, though. You're talking about 95, 94, though. Yeah, it's easy to win a Grammy in 2001, 2002, because hip hop was way more relevant then.
He's got a damn Grammy. So my point is, it doesn't matter.
Dude, come on, man.
He got one. It doesn't matter. Parents don't understand. Come it was on. Worldwide. It wasn't.
Well,
nationwide.
I think what we've learned
so
here today is we're
going
to agree to disagree.
Okay,
what
do you say, Finster, dog? What do you say about this, Finster?
I'm a big Capital fan.
But no, just the argument itself, though, Finster.
Like, I get what both y'all are trying to say, but I'm leaning more your way because if it's a classic record, it almost doesn't matter who it is and what the album says. You're not going to be able to move that. You're not going to outlive that song with somebody newer or whatever it is, because that classic record is going to stay there forever. When you hear "This Is It" drop, it's a wrap. I don't care where you at. It's a wrap. When you hear "It Takes Two" by Rob Bass and Easy Rock,
Rob
come
Bass
on,
is a horrible MC.
He's best. The future in the front, it's a wrap.
I gotta get mine.
So you feel like we can play that anywhere in the nation and everybody's gonna have
yes.
a reaction?
Yeah, because I would say
that in free time events.
Yes, we have done it and people have kicked
it. No, it has, and I've seen it flop. That's my whole point. That's happened here locally.
Well, y'all know what? We're gonna test it.
You said what now?
I played it at a hood spot.
I've never seen Luciani flop, man.
Because it's how you play it and when you.
That is very.
There you go.
That's the point. Point taken.
You can do it with any song then.
Dude, I did song spots to play like "Break 'Em Off" by Master P. It's how you do it.
Right.
But I've never seen it flop.
Yeah, I've never seen Luciani flop.
I've definitely seen it flop.
Oh, maybe it's somebody just threw on that after Gucci Mane.
I've definitely seen it more clear the dance.
I think that was the night Teddy was drunk. He was fist pumping every
time. I'd be hoping to find that when that would happen.
One night, I promised Teddy was fist pumping to every song.
I'll Roy.
Was it the white boy's pump? It was the white boy pump.
Whitney Houston's song. And I will always love you. That boy was. I was like, damn. I was like, Teddy drunk?
He was doing it at the shoot.
dude, he said he was like, man, I gotta go to the bathroom. But he was doing his hand like this. I was like, dude, quit pumping your fist. Like, dude, the music ain't even, we can't even hear the music for real where we are. He's like, I know. I'm just feeling it, man. I'm feeling it. With my car keys, doing the same thing. With my car keys, he's doing his fist like this. His girl walk up to him, Teddy, she doing the same thing. Both of them doing the same thing. They were drinking the same thing.
Well, Fist, let everybody know where to hit you up and everything, though, and everything.
I find me on Twitter, Facebook, wherever you see STL Home Jams or St. Louis.
You got a Twitter page? Finster, right? Is it
STL Home Jams is my Twitter
page. It's
your
page. Twitter page, STL Home Jams. Well,
yeah, what is he? Or you can find me on my company page. It's Amp St. Louis.
That's a Twitter page. Not Twitter page.
Twitter, Facebook, all of them the
Amp,
same.
Spell it out for everybody for they know.
AMPSTLOUIS.
All right.
And then STL Home Jams with a Z at the end.
All right. Javon, what you got going on this week?
Man, I'm doing the same old, you know, catch me at Lola tomorrow night, Wednesday night, every single Wednesday. We rock it out, man. We start at 9 o'clock. If you're going to get there at 8:30 because you will not have a seat if you don't get there.
And I'm a witness.
8:30. Yeah, so.
Ted, what you got going on?
And not a whole bunch, man. Guys, this is going to find y'all late, but we trying to pull up for the March Down. Biggest,
okay, yeah. So, is Javon hosting this year?
No.
Who's hosting this year? You know Louis McGee? He a comedian?
He a poet. He a nationwide poet and stuff like
that. Okay. So y'all just dropped Javon, huh?
They ain't dropped me. That's all there. Yeah,
oh, they can't afford you no more, huh?
They could, but they didn't. I mean, it's cool.
I said they could.
We cannot afford it. I'm telling you. We cannot afford it.
Even with the homie hookup, they couldn't afford you, huh?
No. I'm saying, like, okay. No. They can't. They couldn't.
Anyway, so yeah, it's on Saturday.
All right. Room, what you got going on?
I got the Tony Touch.
Tony Toka Saturday, right?
Yeah, but the show would be.
Yeah. But, hey, Tony Toka, because it says you and him and Needles. Yeah. Damn. Okay. Just like what was it? What else? That right? Yeah. Same format. Twitter and everything for everybody.
DJ Reminisce 10.
Your Twitter for everybody. You don't ever smile to nobody, so it don't matter.
I do. It's just hella late.
Okay.
I never used to get that shit to my email. Like, nah, I don't know if that shit just came back on or whatever.
Nah, Twitter be funny with that stuff and everything. Yeah, nah. But everybody, keep hitting us up with the emails. Actually, you know what? Before we get off the quick mailbag thing, though, somebody, we'll do it next week, though. I ain't forgot about you, Orange Maestro. He's been sending us emails and, you know, questions he wanted us to ask. He said he got questions for Javon. You see that forward I sent you? He's like, he said, I spit up my soda on the train, whatever. He sent it from his iPhone. He said, from when you was talking about the Kool-Aid. I forwarded it to you.
I was talking about the Kool-Aid. Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah. He talking about he had a whole thing where his family came from slavery doing Kool-Aid. And it's a 15-minute story from Africa to the States.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
I worked by Kool-Aid.
It was a true story. My family, you got to go listen to it, man.
But keep hitting us up on Facebook, Straight Out of Low Cash. Email straightolc@gmail.com and on the Twitter at straightolc. And we'll see y'all next week. Straight Out of Low Cash.